Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Saturday, November 3rd, at the Macon National Dragway for the final hit. These guys are looking for Grudge Inc. action. Texas Roll Call. Atomic Dog Talk. Sportman Corvette. Show Nuff Racing Peanut Chassis Camaro. King Arthur Blower Camaro. Alley Cat Horace Backhouse Camaro. Flip Chassis Chevy 2 Nova. Turbo Chris Turbo Mustang. Jackie Deaver Blower Camaro. And Galen Smith Blower 57 Hell Air.
Illinois Roll Call. For the final hit. Saturday, November 3rd at the Macon National Dragway. Biz Mustang. Lil Ron Lil Boosie. Donye Black Regal. Three Love Big Drag SS Firebird. Take the Great. Bookie. Ice Cube. Leon. Ride or Die. And Skin.
Florida Roll Call. For the final hit. Saturday, November 3rd at the Macon National Dragway. Big Low Malibu. T5 Regal, Fast by Gas, SSS10, Ronnie Brown, and Baldy.
Alabama Roll Call for the final hit Saturday, November 3rd at the Macon National Dragway. DJ Grant, number one stunner, Turbo SS28, Butt Naked, NOS Mustang 28, Trey 1, NOS Malibu, Crazy Horse, NOS Mustang, and Duckin' the Law, NOS Malibu.
Maryland Roll Call. For the final hit at the Macon National Dragway. Tricky Ricky, NOS, G-Body. At Kentucky Roll Call for the final hit at the Macon National Dragway. Saturday, November 3rd, it's G-Shock, Left Spring on 28. California Roll Call for the final hit at the Macon National Dragway. Saturday, November 3rd, it's T.O. Russo plus three cars. And the Georgia Roll Call for the final hit Saturday, November 3rd at the Macon National Dragway. It's White Boys plus two NOS G-Body plus SB-NOS Mustang on 28. Coupe Performance, Blue Car SB-NOS on 28. Candy Factory, SB-NOS on 28. Kryptonite, NOS PSS on 28. Dave, SB-NOS on 28. Silver Bullet, NOS Mustang on 29. Al B, NOS Mustang on 29. David Floyd, SB-NOS Mustang on 28. And Lil Ricky, Back Half Camaro. These racers are looking for Grudge Inc. action. November 3rd for the final hit at the Macon National Dragway. Enough said.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Hello, everyone. You are speaking with Ms. Foxbody. If you would like to speak, please press 1. Your host tonight is Pete. Pete, are you there, honey?
Yes, how you doing, Ms. Foxbody?
I'm great, and how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Great.
Hello, good world. Of course, Ms. Foxbody, is let you know I'm Pete. I'm with the Horsemen, and I'll be hosting the Tricky Riggins show tonight, brought to you by Grudge Inc. And as we all know, our brother Rick, he suffered a major loss Saturday with the passing of his mother. And I have contacted him and tried to talk to my brother Rick through his hard times. And once again, I'd like to send my condolences to him. And I'd like to tell him to stay strong through this rough time, you know. But before I go any further, I would like to have a moment of silence for him and his family for the passing of his mother. All right. How you doing, Ms. Foxbody?
I'm great, hon. How about yourself?
I'm fine. Is my caller on, Dirk?
Yes, he is.
Could you open the mic up, please?
Yes, it is open. Derek?
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Foxbody? What's up, Pete?
How you doing, D? How you doing this evening?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I think it's going to be kind of a rough show. First of all, appreciate you stepping up and taking over the show tonight. Rick is, this is like my first year knowing him, but, you know, you got to respect him. I really have grown to have a lot of great deal of respect for him. And when you lose your mother, I've been through it. It's tough, so I know you're going to hear that a lot tonight, but I just want to say also my condolences to him and his family, but and then we can go ahead and move on.
Yeah. Well, Derek, I understand you had an interesting show this weekend down at Capital Raceway.
Oh, yeah, the Street Strokers. We want to thank everybody for coming out. This was the biggest motorcycle show that Capital has seen in a long time, I think, since the first Street Strokers event 5 years ago. We had celebrities. We had Busy Bees, the first hip-hop artist ever to sign an independent deal, come down from New York on a train and got picked up and came to the racetrack for the first time. And just so many celebrities and radio personalities and just bike groups and racers, man. We had a bike to run 203 miles an hour in the eighth.
Huh?
So, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
On my bike?
It was Nitro Hawley. He actually set low ET and low and top mile an hour. So, it was a fantastic show. Plenty of bikes, all kind of bikes, man. We had, spectators from everywhere, and we had racers from everywhere. We had them from Connecticut all the way to Georgia, man. So we want to thank everybody who came out. It was a fantastic show. like we said, we almost had 300 bikes, and that's like phenomenal, you know, to have a meet like that. So, I mean, everybody had a great time. God held back any kind of bad weather. We had fantastic weather, mid-60s all day, and, you know, we just did it. All the vendors, we want to thank them. Vendors Row was packed. We had a Willie guy. We had some food trucks there. I mean, we had and we had everything going on. So we want to thank everybody for coming out. And we want to note that we're actually, because of this, there will be a motorcycle series put together for 2013. We're hoping that Capital Raceway will definitely be a part of that. We've already got a commitment from a northern track, so we want to make sure Capital is a part of that, and we're going to just keep on going. And then let me tell you, the Grudge Boys got busy. It was a big grudge field. It was a lot of big-time racing. So I want to thank everybody who came out and supported, everybody who bought T-shirts. If anybody still need T-shirts, you can contact Mike Mace. His number's on the flyer. If everybody got them, they can give him a call. We still have T-shirts, and we will have DVDs available. They can call me after next week, and we'll have DVDs available by LBN. So that's the gist of it.
Sound like y'all guys had a fun time up at Capital Raceway and everything. Everything went well, so.
Yeah, everything was fantastic, Pete. And also, your commercial, I want to let everybody know, and all these promoters, that we also, Griffin Productions is my production company. We're doing commercials, the ones you saw for the Street Strokers race and the race that's going on down with Pete this weekend in Virginia, if you heard it on the radio or you're listening to it. So if you guys need commercials or any kind of published work done or anything like that to boost your racing operation, give us a call.
Okay. Hey, they're going to keep you on. Hey, let's talk about it. Is Capital on?
Yes, they are. Capital, your mic is on.
Hello, Miss Foxbody.
Hello.
I'm sitting here at the tower with Jimmy and BJ, and this is Jamie. And we just would like to start off on behalf of Capital Raceway, from our family to Rick's family, our condolences. In this difficult time, we just wanted to mention that.
Yes.
Prior to our show here. So.
Yeah. Hey, Jamie. How did y'all guys like the bike event this weekend that y'all had going on at Capital?
Well, we wanted to thank Mike Mace, and we wanted to thank Derek of the Street Strokers for what we felt was a awesome performance. Everybody seemed to be real happy. The track was phenomenal. Rick did a great job. We wanted to give a special thanks to everyone that helped us with this event, and we feel it was a great success.
That was from all the vendors that came out. This is Jimmy. We want to thank all the vendors. The super day that we had here, we had some real fast ETs here. I know that I would say one of the world's probably close to fastest Harleys was here, according to us. That thing was just phenomenal.
That thing was incredible to see that thing light and go down through there. I mean, that man just held on. And in fact, he took two of the cones out at the other end as he drifted over. But, again, as Derek said, that thing went 203 mile an hour in the eighth. I mean, it was just incredible to see.
It was carrying like a 417 at that mile an hour in the eighth mile. But, you know, Crusher was just hanging on over there also. He had a little something going down in the final round there. I seen Crusher, if I don't have the numbers directly in front of me here, but I think he was running like 420s even. So it was for the pro class and the mod class, it was real fast times.
Yeah, Crusher ended up winning the thing, and Bob Mallory with the Nitro Harley, he ended up running up with that thing. And, of course, Bob took the fastest ET as well as the fastest mile per hour for the day as well.
Wow, seemed like they were really flying that in this weekend.
Yeah, that Harley was kind of amazing because when you heard it take off and go down through there, it just, I mean, it sounded like a farm tractor. I'm not hitting on anybody.
Yeah,
here. But I'll tell you what, it sounded like it was lugging, but man, did that thing
turned on and just kept on going. I mean, it was off the chain down here.
It was a showpiece.
Well, then, y'all got anything going on this weekend up Capitol?
Yeah, we got our Nostalgia Car Show that we've got some real exciting stuff that's going to be happening. We got Mr. Al Hanna coming out of Connecticut. He's going to bring that Queen of Diamonds, and he's telling us he's going to go 310 mile an hour here in that Jet Dragster. I hope he can get that thing stopped. That's the only thing that concerns me there, to see that thing go down through there. And we have Jaeger Naves is coming for the show. He was originally signed to bring us four funny cars, and he called back and said that they were so excited to come here, to come back on the hill at Capitol. They had another four cars that they're going to bring for this event down here to really make this exciting show. We also have Dirk, which is the 422 Motorsports. He's coming, and he said they're not bringing less than 24 of those old super stockers with those big block engines in them.
And then we turned around and threw in a race. Of course, we have the big car show here as well, the Nostalgia Car Show, and it has all kinds of giveaways, the fastest tag car, best appearance, best paint. And on top of that, we went ahead and threw in a gambler's race for all of them. Anybody with 75 or older is more than welcome to come. We have one. We want to do this on an honor system as far as the electronics of the day. We're not going to ask people to pull them out of their cars, but we are going to ask them to honor the man next to him that might not have them. So we just want the delay boxes to be turned off. You're more than welcome to use trans brake and so forth, but no delay boxes on this because, you know, you get the nostalgia cars out here, and we got to look after them a little bit here. The delay boxes just seem to take it all away. We were going to try a pro tree with this, but we came down to the wire on it and just say we're just going to make it a regular tree with quarter-mile run.
Okay, so y'all got a nice little old nostalgia race going on. Hope y'all guys have a good turnout and good luck.
Yeah, they're set up. They're going to give like 150 goodie bags away, dash plaques and so forth. Like I said, they'll give trophies. So it sounds like we have some good food in the house. So we're really looking forward. I tell you, I'm really looking forward to see that rocket car myself. 310 mile an hour. Long time since we had something like this here. That's looking forward to it.
We also got two ProMods that are going to be showing up here and supposed to put down some 399s and faster. That I was talking to Monster, and he said that it was two cars coming. So they're going to put on a nice show for us, too.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hope y'all have a good y'all been and have a good turnout. And with y'all nostalgia race, and I like to let everyone know that there's a big grudge event going on down at Clean Beach Dragway this Saturday, October 27th. Dragway's the best news, bringing you the man on the beach. They got a lot of cars, a lot of guys gonna be there. I know they got a DC Sniper. He's locked in to run the Bill Meadows Pontiac. And they got some grudge matches locked in. A lot of guys coming over to Maryland, D.C., Virginia. Even some guys coming over to Lynchburg and Richmond area, too, coming up to do some good racing. And they got a big old convincingly shootout race. And this is what got my attention because it's going to be really interesting. We got a lot of guys from Northern D.C. and Virginia area and Richmond area. They say they got the baddest conventional heads. And Drag Racing Best Dudes and put a little race together with the Horsemen, and they're going to let these guys come in and do battle, and we're going to see who is the king of the conventional head come Saturday. So I'd like to tell everyone, come on out, have a good time Saturday, and be some good racing and some good dress racing. And they also have a bracket race, too. They have a top sportsman race, and you get tested soon all day. So everyone, come on out and have some fun this weekend.
Hey, Pete, do you have the commercial ready to go?
No, I don't have. Derek, I don't have it.
Okay.
I never got it.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah.
I just wanted to back up for a minute, and we just wanted to go back to your race, and we just wanted to put a couple more things back out there. But you know, we had Mr. Ricky Garrison come up here, come a long way. And he came to me after the show, and they were just thought the track was phenomenal. They brought that motorcycle up, and that thing went a 780. They told me that was the fastest run in history. He laid down right here Saturday with that thing.
And real
so,
street.
Yes, in the real street.
Yep.
And that thing rolled over, and we wanted to go ahead and give a shout out to some of the guys that actually won the different races. In the Crazy Eight class, we had James Cruel, I guess I'll pronounce his name there, but he won the Crazy Eights. We had Ricky had ended up winning the real street. And we didn't have, do you recall who won the Pro ET class, Derek?
Yeah, let me go grab my notes and I'll pull it up and give it to you.
We just wanted to give the Pro ET and the Pro Street. We just wanted to give them a shout out and you know, thank them and give a round of applause to all the guys that did a real nice job out there.
Absolutely. It was also shown on iStream, and Ustream. So I want to shout out All Points Graphics. They shot it all day long. We had the Coyote Man show that's on Fox 45 on Sundays. He came out and shot on Saturday as well. So it was, if you get a chance, you can go to Ustream or Livestream and put in the Big Buck Bonanza and October the 20th. If anyone wants to look at some live, well, it was live footage, but the footage from the race on Saturday, so they could see how phenomenal it was. I want to say Capital Raceway was the racetrack was superb. Rick did his job, and everybody that's affiliated with Capital was a class act. It was a great show, and I thank BJ and Jamie and Bradshaw for putting on a phenomenal race. Everybody worked hard all day long till the last hike went down quarter to 12. So I want to say thanks to everybody on that note.
Well, thank you
You, Derek. Really appreciate it, buddy.
Before we skip over, we just wanted to mention, you know, we had another race there on Sunday. And that was a real exciting race, too. We had 42 cars come out for that Pro Stick. And we just wanted to give a shout-out for Mark Chastellano. He won that thing with his 90 Mustang. That little red one was getting busy down through there. I mean, those guys were hanging the wheels in the air. Oh, Russ with the Indian Uprise, I think he even bent his wheelie bars up into, looked like a pretzel. But Rick had the track working, again, phenomenal. And it was really exciting to see those guys go out of that starting box with those wheels hanging in the air. Yellow Bullet had even come down and was doing some photography work, some footages. And We wanted to give a special thanks out for the Outlaw Pontiacs that brought their show as well. And Jeffrey Raff, with his 64 Pontiac, he was the winner of that event as well.
Beautiful car.
And one of our local guys, Randy Riegelman, shout out to him. He won the, he's one of our local, won the Gamblers in his 01 Dragster.
You guys got the track on kill up there.
We didn't have too many. I was looking even through the bike race myself. One of the things that I was just kidding around a little bit because I grab up on some of these guys. I was telling Crusher over there that, we were going to do him a favor as well. We were going to give him so much traction that he wasn't going to have any steering. So it was, and he went out there, and I think he carried the wheels just about the distance. I think it was something that went wrong there a little bit, and it made him drop out. But
I seen a few of them let off the throttle and drop the front wheel down at the finish line.
It was a lot of fun. I wanted to, really appreciate the situation there from Derek, and from Mace. Phenomenal job, man, bringing it to us, and we hope next time around it'll be even bigger.
Okay. Well, Miss Fox, by the inform you, we got some callers that's trying to get in. They might have something to say on something that's going on this weekend or something of the past weekend. Miss Fox, by the can you get one of our callers on?
Okay, Kenny, your mic is on. Hello, Kenny?
Yeah.
Your mic is on.
Okay. What's going on, Pete?
What's going on, Kenny?
I don't know. Just calling in to give my condolences to Rick and his mom and his family. Hope they get through that tough time. And big props to you for stepping up and filling in for him while he's taking care of his family business and just listening in.
Yeah, I'm gonna fill in to the best I can do for my brother Rick here, Try to keep the show going. Try to keep it live going.
It's doing good. Getting excited about Saturday. So we can go watch a little bit of grudge racing.
Yeah, I'm excited myself, yeah. I sure wish we had some awesome cars ready, but unfortunately we're going to have to go down there and do some watching.
Yeah, we're coming back, though.
Miss Foxbody, you want to go to the next caller?
Yes, Mike Mace, your mic is on.
Good evening, guys. How are you guys doing this evening?
How are you doing, Mike?
Yeah, I'm just listening to the show here, and I want to start out by saying my condolences to my man Rick, with his mom passing. I know what he's going through because I lost both my parents at the beginning of this year. So I just want to say my condolences to his family there. I hope they get through it the best way that they can. And I want to say thank you also to my man, BJ Bradshaw and Jamie up there at Capital Raceway. That's where I grew up at the last 30-something years racing up there. So it was great to be home. And the race turned out fabulous, just like I thought it would. And my man, Derek and Pop, my little jockeys and nephews, Nanny and Quez, them guys, I couldn't have done it without them.
We appreciate all that, Mike. And I told you when you came in here that Rick was 100% prepared for you. Was he or was he not?
My man Rick, he always gets the job done, And anytime you can get a Pro Mod motorcycle to hook up in 50-degree weather at nighttime and lay some numbers down, the traction is right. So he definitely did his job. And, I want to say thanks to LBM for getting the film work done for us. We had the Coyote Man there filming. We also had my man Bike Paparazzi from Atlanta, Georgia. He came up and filmed for us. And I'm not sure about this, but I think we had the record for the furthest guy to ever travel to come to Capital Raceway. We had a guy come from Paris. Had a guy come from Paris on Friday to be there for Saturday's race. So I think we might have had the record for the furthest traveling racer.
Wow. That's the furthest one I've ever known to come.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yep. He flew in Friday, and he was raced all day Saturday. And I think he's still here until Tuesday, Wednesday, he said. And I want to say thanks to my buddy Doc Folletti, and them bringing that Harley in there, laying that 203-mile-an-hour down on the track in the eighth mile. That's very impressive with a two-cylinder engine.
Yes, it is. We were talking a little bit about that, Mike, and we were saying when that thing went down through there, no disrespect to the bike or nothing, but if you were standing over in the pit and it went down through there, you thought it was a farm tractor or something coming out through there. But, man, I swear, I was over in the pit, heard it the one time, and I thought, what the heck? But I'll tell you what, that thing was impressive, man.
Yeah, that's what you call a showstopper there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the race turned out fabulous. You know, everybody I saw and everybody I talked to just extremely enjoyed themselves, and they're already talking about when's the next one. So we're going to get together, me and my crew, and we're going to come and talk with the Capital crew, and we're going to see what we can do for next season.
Well, I hope y'all guys are successful, and hope y'all get another one together and have much success as you did with the first one. I'm a motorcycle fan myself, so I'd love to come out and see the motorcycles run.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can do better than that. We can get you suited up, brother.
And
it's all about entertainment, right?
Yeah, well, I tell you, but you better have a bracket one because we ain't gonna be able to race.
Yeah, it's all about entertainment. We can put you on a scooter there. How about that? Start you out slow.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I can take the scooter and drive on the chair road. That's all I need to do.
Yeah, so I just want to
be having no problem.
Say again.
I'll talk to Miss Foxbot. I think you have another call in the queue.
Okay.
So want to get on and speak about the race?
Yes, we do. We have Monster, your mic is on.
Hey, good evening, family. How everybody doing?
How you doing, Monster?
Hey, Monster.
Hello, Monster.
I'm doing... What's up? Hey, first and foremost, I want to give my condolences from Custom Tees Racing. Larry and I both have spoke to Rick this week, and I tell you, man, you know, God does things sometimes we don't understand, but our condolences go to him and that family, because it's a difficult situation, and to hear everybody get on there and give him the support he needs is first class. So you guys and gals, there's no words for what you do, you know? We might be hard on each other to race, but the realization hits us and we all stick together as a family, and that means a lot to me. So I appreciate everybody.
So, Martha, did you get out to the bike event this weekend, Saturday?
You know I was up there watching the motorcycles, Pete. You know, hot riding got me messed up. I got crushed his shirt, crushed his shoes, crushed his pants. You know the rules.
He's flying, man. He's doing good.
I tell you what, Pete, I was up there when they fired that Nitro Holly. I started to push that fool off of it and get on it myself. You hear me?
Mom, don't do it.
That thing was bad, Pete. Hey, Pete, you ever heard one of them things run?
Yeah, I just seen it run before.
I remember I saw them about 10 years ago at Buzz Creek, and they carried the front wheel all the way down a quarter mile. But this one the other day, the track was so phenomenal that he actually I had to tease him. He said he had to go back and turn it up some because he had slept on the racetrack. I said, what do you mean? He said, I thought it was soft. He said he got out there and that thing bogged the motor. I said, good God almighty. I said, that Rick and them, they know what they're doing up there, so.
Turn it up.
Yeah. But that's it. Hi, Miss Foxbody. How you doing?
I'm great. And how about yourself?
I'm doing good. Well, I'm going to get off. I want to let everybody else get a chance to talk to Rick. And, you know, we our condolences once again from the family up here, Tuscan T's Racing, you know. So.
Hey, Mom, you can hang on for a minute if you want, because talk to Rick. I think he's going to come on at 9. He's going to try to get on around 9 for a second. I guess, you know,
okay.
If you don't want to talk to him or anything. You know,
yeah. Hey, Pete, I do have one question, though.
I'm listening.
I gotta go to Capitol Saturday to support the racetrack. Larry coming there. I'm gonna text you because I need to know who won the grudge races. All right.
I will let you know. I'll keep you informed.
All right. Yeah, because I gotta go. You know, we gotta play politics. You know, Pete. You know about the politics side, right?
So, yeah, I know. I'm
I'm going to Capitol. I'm excited to see them funny cars run up here this weekend because I know the way that racetrack has been and the sun's going to be out tomorrow too. Buddy, she's going to be on kill Saturday. Hey, Dirk, Mike, you on there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Dirk, you there?
He said you were there, Mom. I heard somebody
say you were
there.
I just want to tell you guys I'm proud of you guys, man. When I pulled in that Saturday and saw what I saw, I was very proud of you guys, man. You had a phenomenal meet up there with the bikes, man. And I tell you, the support that I saw for you guys, there are no words for what I saw, you know. And you guys are truly blessed, man, because that was phenomenal to see that. I've never seen – we were there 2 or 3 weeks prior, 2 weeks prior to that, and we had cars all the way around with the scoreboard on both sides. And I go back up there to their race and see bikes. I'm like, man, that's even more. So, you know, Pete, when you see that kind of support from the people, you know, you got a guy coming all the way from Paris, you know, and things of that nature. I mean, what more can you say except, you know, thank you, God, you know?
Yeah. Yep. 300 bikes, that's a lot of bikes. That's like bigger than the MIR. Series that they have, you know, that's a lot of motorcycles.
Yeah, man. And you know, to come back there after a couple of years away from doing it up there and get that kind of, just wait till next year, you know, and I got a hint that there are going to be more Harleys there too. Shoot, I'll be right there again, Pete. You hear me?
I got you, Marza. I'll be right there with you.
Yeah. Hey, Bradshaw.
Yes, sir.
What do you mean I couldn't ride the bike, man? You don't think I can ride the bike, man?
I'm going to let you go on that, okay? I'm just going to let you
hey,
go
Pete,
on that. I ain't going to say nothing.
Pete, I can ride the bike, man.
We know you surprised me too many times. I'm just going to hang out on that one. We know you
yeah.
can do it.
I've been 205 before, so I think I can ride the bike.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jimmy, instead of two cones replaced, we'd have replaced all of them. It looked like a weed way. I watched that guy go down through there. You just point and hang on, and wherever that bike goes, that's where it ends up.
Yeah, you got to make sure he's straight, that's for sure. All right, man, I'm going to get off of here. I'm going to wait on Rick
hey,
to come back.
Hey,
you guys have a great evening.
You still want to be riding that motorcycle, Monster.
Huh?
You still want to be riding that motorcycle.
Yeah, you know the rules, man. Ain't nobody in my family going to let me on no bike. They barely want to let me go to the track and run the events. You hear me?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but y'all going to have a big one down there. I got people calling me from everywhere headed that way. You hear me?
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you what, Mom, I think it's going to be a good event on Saturday. I'm telling you, this convention is thing. They really got me real excited, and I'm just anxious to see who's going to win because there's so much trash talking going on back and forth with these guys. And, man, I wanted to be in it myself, unfortunately. My mother's not going to be ready, so I got to sit back and watch. But I wanted to be right in the middle of the fire because that's what I love doing, you know, competition and racing. That's just what I love. But I think I'm still going to enjoy myself just sit back watching because I'm just excited to see who's going to win this thing.
Hey, you know, Pete, I was at your convention. I had a race when you, the horseman, had it on that September. And I'm going to tell you something. I was more impressed with everybody, the way they carried themselves after the race. You know,
yeah.
Everybody had a good time. Nobody was angry or upset because they lost. We were laughing and joking, and everybody was carrying on. And that's the way it should be, you know?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, yeah. I got a guy. He on. I'm gonna get him on, and he's from down Richmond area. He said he's gonna come up here Saturday. He said last time is Red the White Malibu. He said last time the guys got lucky, and got away. But he said he's coming Saturday. He's calling out everybody.
Oh, okay. Let me get up off here. We might be able to accommodate him. You never know, Pete.
Hey, Monster,
before you go,
we want to ask a question.
Uh-oh.
We still got that bounty posted out there.
You know what?
Is anything coming up here?
Yeah, I got two of them that called me. They coming north.
Can we say who it is now, or is that going to be a surprise when we see the trailer door open?
I'm gonna let you open the trailer door up on both of them, and they both had me in tears today because they definitely coming.
Were they here before?
Yes, one of them was.
Well, the only way we lucked out the last time the wind was blowing. So if the wind's not blowing, we may be in trouble for that bounty.
I can tell you this much: he was in Rockingham over the weekend, and he went back-to-back 96s.
Wow.
And he made it clear to me, he going to spend the hell out y'all's money.
some pretty impressive things this weekend down there at Rockingham.
Huh?
I said they did some pretty impressive things down there at Rockingham this weekend. You know, they did good with the numbers, and they made some problems, didn't they?
This is my reply. We got our five still. These are five facts.
Didn't it hurt the engine in the semis or something? They had to take it on for the piston in between rounds?
Yeah. And you know what happened? The other teams down there that lost knew that they were struggling for time, and the other teams jumped right in to help them, man. So, you know, that's what we call teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Monster.
I got to go, y'all. Y'all going to get me in trouble with Pete. He's going to be texting me, telling me to get off of here. I'll call y'all later.
Hey, Monster, I need one more thing from you.
Go ahead.
All right. I had a little conversation with the kid this week, and I've seen a real nice post on the Facebook with him on the line out here. And we were, so I wrote a little something on there and just said, hey, kid, I still got my 500.
Yeah.
And he said that, he read a little thing back to me saying that he was coming next year to take all that from me.
That's true.
I couldn't hear what you said, Monster.
That's true. We're definitely
going to
come talk with y'all.
I was trying to get to the phone with North coming from, so yeah, I got to finish that conversation.
See, because we still have that first $399 is
$500. Oh, yeah. It might go away this Saturday, Jimmy.
Crab cakes.
We've been using that to get crab cakes and Happy Meals and stuff.
That was what I was saying. Well, he got this morning to change the fucking plan. We got two conversations going on.
I'm trying to get my new running form, so we can
get right here.
No problem, sir. So when I called Joe, I called Joseph, the truck's not coming. The guy said he just get run and call me and post the quality time.
Miss Foxbody, could we mute that mic? Somebody's open.
I'm trying to locate it right now.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go.
I think we got it. Hey, Monster, you still on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, Monster, he put a little thing on here when I said I still have a 500 and ain't a 399, but nowhere. He come back and told me he's coming up and do some even better numbers than that. I ain't going to give the numbers, but
he said
he's coming up to take that money next year. I only have one thing to say on stuff like that right there. You know what it is. Wait is what broke the wagon down.
It also broke the wagon wheel.
Hey, Pete. I'm going to tell you what. That blue car we brought up there, it sent such a message to the pro mods in the area that we had three or four of the baddest ones up here dialing me on the phone offering to match races for unlimited amounts of hamburgers. And we laughed at them. You know why, Pete? We said, man, we just a little old automatic car. What y'all want to do with us with them big bad motors y'all got in clutches? We said, oh, man, they was giving me the blues all week. So.
Yeah, they got a nice program there. They got together. They doing real good, man.
Oh, well, when they have the next ProMod race, he will be there. So it's no doubt we already committed that we definitely going to bring the car to the next ProMod race at Capital Raceway. So he's excited. They love the way they were treated at the track, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah. Hey, Monster, I'm going to let you go after this, I promise, okay? After this, I'll let you go, I promise. I promise I will. I won't say no more. I'll let you go.
Go ahead.
Sunday with them pro stick cars up here. I don't know if you got a chance to look on the computer or not on them guys, but I'll tell you what, he had them out there, Rick had them out there dragging parachutes.
Nah.
Yeah, I tell you what, I got one right here on the, I can't wait to show you. The guy from Yellow Bullet come down here, and we let him go through, and he took some beautiful shots of these cars. I tell you what. Russ from Whitehall Towing, what's that car?
Indian Uprise.
Indian Uprise Pontiac. He left and he did his wheelie was so high that he bent the wheelie bars all up on the car. But I'm telling you what, that thing, we had a Camaro out here too, what was he dialed? 768 yanking gears, and talk about excitement. I seen those bars after he pulled them off. They looked like a pretzel. And he went back, they took them off, and he told his son he was coming back up. And he said, no, you're not, Dad, because the last time we did that cost us about $5,000.
Yeah.
Because he had all four wheels off the ground.
Hey, Pete, you hear these old dudes reminiscing over there? Huh, Pete? You hear them old timers reminiscing about a stick shift?
I'm listening to him.
You thought they hit the number. You hear him, Pete?
Don't get me wrong. Those stick cars are fun to watch. You know,
they're things
9 to 10 grand and just hang the wheels and just pull them gears. You know, that's exciting.
You got a couple down there this weekend, don't you?
Yeah, they got a couple going to be in Colonial Beach this weekend, post speeding. Yeah. They're not only fun to watch, they're fun to drive. That's RPM World is what that is.
Those are y'all old over there, Capital Raceway.
Yeah. But I tell you what, you don't like to see any of them cut anything loose, because, boy, do they make a mess. Parts everywhere. But it was a lot of fun.
All right, guys. I appreciate everything you guys have done the whole year for everybody. And I'm going to back off and wait for Rick to come on so we can all give him our support. So.
Okay.
All right, Pete. Do your thing, man. Right. You're rolling over there.
Miss Foxbody.
Yes.
Is that mic over there? I need it.
Great. Yes.
Hey, Red.
Yeah, go ahead.
What you doing,
brother?
I ain't doing too much. I had to get you on, you know, because you said you're coming into my hometown, Plunger Beach down here Saturday, Plunger Beach Dragway, and you said you had a little call out you wanted to make, you was going to threaten everybody.
I'm coming to your hometown and shut it down.
Hmm.
Hey, Red, now, it might be some guys on this line that have something to say about that.
Yeah, they can talk.
Wait, is there any personal invitations you want to put out there?
Huh?
Is there any personal invitations you want to put out there on the table for anybody?
Yeah, I'm going to take care of Buck first as soon as I get there.
Buck is first?
Yeah, Buck Walker first.
Okay.
And then who's that? Charles Tate too.
Oh, I know Brother Charles on the line. He gonna have something to say with that. Let's talk about it.
Yes.
Do you see 202-6158?
I do.
Can you open the mic?
Caller 202-6158. Your mic is on.
Hello.
Mr. YRC, Charles Tate.
What's up, Bridge World?
How you doing this evening, sir?
Doing good. In the garage working on the stuff.
Man, I got a man on the other line now. It's just me and you talking, so I got a man on the other line. And, you know, he said he's coming up here to your track, your home track, and he said he's going to take over.
I ain't got it happening, but I had lips to say anything, as y'all say.
So
who
that
said they come to take over my track anyway?
Like that.
That ain't my home track. That's my track. Now, who that said they come to take over my track?
He on here. Hey, Red. Mayday. Red.
Uh-huh.
Cat got his tongue.
No, ain't no cat got no tongue, man.
Huh?
Ain't no cat got no tongue. Well, come over there and take over.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sitting here looking at something that say you ain't going to take over nothing.
Well, I'm sitting here looking at TV. I ain't going to look at nothing.
I heard that. You better off looking at TV than coming in the beach saying you going to run that track.
Well, I'll be there. I'll be there about 10 o'clock.
I ain't going to be there that early, but I'll be there too.
Okay.
Hey, Charles.
Yeah.
Charles. Now, Mr. Red called me today. He said he wanted to kill somebody off the trailer. He don't care who it is.
If I can test him all, he can kill me off the trailer, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to test him all.
Test? What, you going to test the whole year? Damn. Y'all going to test the whole year? Cat must have his tongue.
Hey, Red, man, you pushing all these guys up here in the corner up here at Plunger Beach.
Hey, who is this guy talking, trying to make all this fuss like he a bad wolf on my show?
Uh-oh. That sound like Trigger Ricky.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the back tie from him.
Uh-oh.
You still waiting? Well, Red, right now, sir. I'm not going to say that I will or I won't. I doubt I'll be there on the 27th. But, you know, hopefully before the year is out, that can happen. I was telling, we had this discussion on Facebook, but I thought it was said that you would run me head up. Maybe I'm wrong, but right now with me dealing with my situation, I ain't right now too much thinking about the car.
Well, I understand.
But I wanted to get on just to let everybody know I appreciate all the support and the cheerful words that everybody's sending me. I don't want to drag the show down with that. But I did say I would get on later. Just, you know, right now I'm in the stage. I don't really have too much to say, but I'd like for y'all to, you know, keep up the race talk and world talk, smack talk. You know, we got to keep this thing going. So, you know, y'all do what y'all do. But don't get on the show and think you know Ben and make everybody run to the bushes now. You and Charles going to do something, Red?
I don't know. If Charles want to lock something in. But I forgot he got the test. He can't lock nothing in because he got the test.
Well, I'm kind of really in the same boat, Red. I only had my car once. Not that I'm not confident with it, with what I can do with it, but I ain't even had a chance to get my rings to seat my motor yet, you know what I mean?
Right.
How much longer this year are you going to be racing? Maybe we can do something before the track all close up.
Oh, it all depends on the weather.
Well, first of all, I'm a little late, but who all's on the line? I did hear Monster, and I heard Jamie talking to you, Jimmy for a second.
Yeah, we're still on here, Capital.
How y'all guys doing?
Doing good, man, sir.
That's good. Hey, I would like to comment real quick on something that y'all was saying a minute ago about the pro stick cars. I did come down there Sunday, I don't know, for roughly maybe an hour and a half after work, just to try to clear my head a little bit. And they had an awesome turnout in the Outlaw Pontiac cars in that pro stick category. And if I may make a suggestion, would it be at all possible for Capital Raceway to get those pro stick guys on the show the same day as the OPS cars?
Well, they love the gear, and they're more than eager to come back. They had a great time. In fact, most of them were at a day event from another track there, and they left here for our event.
Somebody got some background noise. That's not you over there, Jim.
No, somebody else's mic's open.
Okay. What were you saying about another track?
What we were saying was they had a great time. They said the track conditions were excellent. They're looking forward to coming back. They were at an event, a two-day event. Another track, local track here, and they Saturday they left and came here for this event because they heard how good that Rick had this track hooked up and working. And we actually wanted to put a little hit out there that we've all heard of the Wall of Fame. Well, Rick's got a Wall of Shame here, and he's got 49 marks on that wall over there, Rick. And each one of those marks relates back to a breakage.
Yeah.
And we got this event over the weekend, and 50 would be the track record here. So we only need one more, and we've set a new record here at the new Capital Raceway.
Okay. Yeah, it was biting, and I must say, them looking at those the pro stick causes. Pretty damn impressive. That was nice to see. So if y'all can combine that with an OPS event, I think you definitely have a top seller right there.
Yeah, Jimmy and I had stayed a little late Saturday night, and you know, a couple of them were creeping in
12:30, 1 o'clock, and they had a campfire down there, and we stayed down there and chatted a little bit, and they were hearing about the track conditions, and we listened for a while. We chimed in, but I kind of put the thing out there. I said, stick cars in a track that hooks equals a lot of broken parts. So Jim had mentioned to him we had a rollback. They said, oh, no, our cars are so nice, we push them or tow them off. But we came back to them and said when the rears are broken and locked up in the car, they're not going to push too far. So we we hadn't got about 30 minutes into the show, and I think we had 4 or 5 of them broken. The fella come over to me, and he said, I think you were right on cue last night. And Jimmy and I, we just kind of looked at one another and chuckled. But I don't think we had to pull roll back out Sunday, did we? We had a bunch of them that broke, but we were able to get them off the track. And just a sighting show.
Rick, I got a Pontiac that the guy up there at Yellow Bullet took some real nice shots over there. Just about every one of them cars, it's on Yellow Bullet. But he's got them to where there's a one of them that I picked right up on that's a black Pontiac. It's probably about a 70-some. But he left the line here, and he caught him in the air where the parachute's dragging the ground on that car. But we had a whole bunch of that there. It was just exciting to see them cars because it's all RPM leaving, you know?
It's old school.
How we say that? The old school.
Yeah, as Hollywood would say, old school.
Sir Monster, what's going on with you, buddy?
He said he was leaving us.
Monster works back to Rick. He'll be getting sued because he's dying on ride one of them Hollies.
Man, I want to ride that thing, Rick.
What's that, a Holly?
Man, when he fired that thing, when he got it on the jack stand, right? When he fired it up and he cracked the throttle, Rick, the whole bike jumped off the ground. I'm like, man, I want to ride that thing.
Oh, you crazy.
That's all right.
He ain't riding it. He's just going to hold on.
That's right.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you ever going to do on any of them.
Just
hold on.
And lean.
Oh, hold on,
man.
I hear that.
How you doing, Rick?
I'm making it, man. I'm making it.
Good.
I can't complain, but I'm not. But I'm making it.
Yeah, like I said, you know, from us at Custom Tees, to you and your entire family, man, the condolences on the tremendous, the matriarch of your family, man. You know how we roll. We won, so.
Yeah.
You know, anything we can dial that number, we'll be there for you. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I appreciate it. That and from
we
you,
had a big
Jenny,
surprise
for him, everybody else.
But we had to change. We had a big surprise. We were going to announce this week, guys, but we had to change it up. We were actually going to send Rick to Macon to send the boys a message, but with the change of life and him that happened this week, he's not going to be able to make the trip. But we got a call today, Rick. From New York car, man. And I said, look, right now Rick's dealing with taking care of his mom. He said, well, man, let me know. I'll come down to support him. All the guys from New York, man. You know, and I told Long Island, I said, you know, you guys are first class. They said, we'll be there to support our brother. So, you know, that meant a lot when those guys called.
Yeah, that's touching.
Hey, also, I need you to send me the information so we could post it on all the websites, because Lisa at quartermilebrothers.com, she lit me up like a Christmas tree about an hour ago.
Okay. I'll do that. Everything has not been exactly finalized yet.
Yeah.
So that's one reason why I haven't said anything. And some new information was brought to the table today that, you know, trying to get pushed through. So, you know, it's just a slight delay in some of the process. But when everything becomes available, I will do that. And I thank you again. But like I said, I don't I don't want to drag the show down with that. And I know that y'all are not doing that, but, you know.
Yeah, Rick, sometimes you got to go to the realities of things in life. And, you know, it's about making sure that you're okay. You know, everybody here.
Well, that's why I'm saying we talking now, but, you know, the reality of my situation is it's not even over, you know. The heaviest part of my situation I got to deal with will come when the services come. You know what I mean? So
that's why
I'm saying I don't want to go off track with the race talk right now because I know I got to deal with something heavier here shortly. You know what I'm saying?
I respect that.
We
understand 100%. Our heart goes out to you.
Yep. Thank you. Miss Fox Body informs me that Mr. Running Bear is in the queue. Is Mr. Running Bear's mic open?
It is, Running Bear. Your mic is open.
Hey, how's it going, Rick?
How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm sorry for your loss, man.
I appreciate it. How you doing this evening?
Doing all right. I just walked out in the garage. I was listening to you on the computer there for a while.
Okay.
But I didn't want to miss the show tonight. I heard you had Red on a few minutes ago, but I ain't heard nothing from him since.
Well, Pete, I asked Pete to take the show for me today. And I did say I would call in late on, hopefully about 9 o'clock, but Pete had Red on. And, you know, Red stepped out there like he was in bed and kind of went back into hibernation. I don't know what happened, or maybe he didn't, his man wasn't available, you know, for him to get no action this weekend. But I don't think Charles is backing down, but I don't know. I won't be there. So I can't
nah,
say
Charles ain't backing down. Red got action Saturday.
Okay, well, there it is.
Yeah, well, I think Red's main reason was to run. What's the guy's name with the red? The red Nova, Dirty Red.
We got two Reds going to battles. We getting two Dirty Reds. I guess somebody got to lose their name.
Yeah. Somebody need to get up off it. And Charles. You know, I didn't really know who Charles was until this week. I was looked on Facebook and I heard my name called and they wanted to give me the back tie and all that stuff. But Dirty Red said he wanted to give me the back tie and I really wanted to bust his head open. You know, I want him to give me the back tie. I'm supposed to be coming with Red up there, so if Dirty Red gonna give me the back tie, I think I'm gonna take it. And but Charles, right now, you know, I'm gonna put you on the back burner. But if you get there, and I heard you say that you were gonna get there, but you were gonna get there that early. But don't wait until it rains.
I ain't waiting until it rains. I got football games on Saturday, so I ain't gonna be there till about 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Okay, might be raining by then. We might be on our way back to Virginia.
I doubt it.
If it don't rain, we're going to be there. Anything could happen.
So you said you want to take the buy from, a back tie from Dirty Red, but not from me?
I never asked you, to tell you the truth, I never said anything to you about racing. I mean, I heard this on the internet. But, yeah.
Don't worry about it. I take care of both of them. Don't even worry about it. I got your back. Don't even worry about that shit. I got your back.
Yeah, I just want to let him know that we're not scared. And if you give me that back tie, believe me, I'm gonna take it. And I heard you say something about you gonna give me that back tie, and your 60-foot was gonna be better than mine.
That's not what was said, but yeah, my 60-foot is better than yours.
Your 60-foot is better than mine. I heard you got some money bet on that.
Yeah, I do.
I tell you what, can I get a little bit of that action?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
It was TJ's 60-foot that they was talking about, but yeah, I bet you on my 60-foot definitely.
Hey, hold on. Hey, running back, the 60-foot that was the radical behavior noble with small block, the radical behavior noble. They were saying that.
Shut up, Pete.
Say again?
He said radical behavior over there.
Wish
was better than yours.
He's trying to out-talk you now.
Hey, hold on.
I can't listen to everybody.
Hey, Charles, I'm just trying to tell the man the facts so he knows
no,
what's going
on. No, he just said my 60-foot dough. I know I just told him the 60-foot was CJ, but he said my 60-foot. So I said I would take
it. I didn't say your 60-foot. What I said was there was a bet with about somebody that had a 60-foot that was better than mine. I don't know who it is, but I will find out before I get up there. I told you, I hear this stuff. I don't hear it either. I get on Facebook, and I look at a lot of stuff on Facebook, and nobody really said who was doing the talking and whose 60-foot would be better than mine.
The 60-foot argument was CJ and your 60-foot. That's what they was talking about.
Okay, well, I just trying to find out something.
Okay, but did you want to bet that your 60-foot better than mine, though?
It probably is. I tell you what I'll do. I'll bet you that I can beat you 60-foot.
You'll bet me what?
That I can whoop you in 60-foot.
Right,
I tell you what, I'll bet you my 60-foot is better than yours. I will bet you $100 that my 60-foot is better than yours right now.
You got
somebody say pineapples.
Hey, Pete, you got that bet on Pete?
Huh?
He bet me $100 his 60-foot better than mine. You locked that up.
All you got to do is bring me your ticket with the number of your car.
Yeah, I got it. My car number 36. Everybody know my car.
Okay, either that, we can make a pass and we can see who got the better 60-foot.
We can do that too. It don't matter. It don't make me no difference.
Okay.
Pineapples.
But look, when we get up there, we'll figure out what we're gonna do when we get up there. But it's $100 bet.
All right, that'll work.
Okay. All right.
Ooh, boy.
Close.
That ought to be interesting right there.
Should it?
Yeah, you got that, yeah. Somebody should have said pineapples, but it is what it is. It's racing.
Hey,
at the end of the year, he's going to somebody's ass one way or the other.
I'm going to bring it this way.
It ain't nothing but a gamble, man. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I got a question. Red.
Is your buddy going to the World Cup final next week?
Who's that?
JC.
Whoever that is with the background noise, can y'all mute your phone, please?
That extra clunking and clanking is...
Hey, that was me. My bad. I'm going to mute. That was me.
Oh, okay. What'd you say now, Red?
I ain't sure, but I think he finished for the season.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, I haven't talked to him.
Okay.
Hey, Rick, now I'm going to ask you this question because there's a reason why you asked that. So, you know, I'm curious to know why you asked that question.
I mean, I know he's going, that I know of the last couple of years he's been going. I mean, he went to Shakedown. It was just a general question, nothing.
I thought you were trying to get down on his ass.
To be honest with you, if I could get my damn car out to shake it down again, I would. But I'm not going to say with only one pass on the car that I want to jump out there. You know what I'm saying?
I understand it. But
if I could, hurting and all next week, I would jump on his ass. Yes, I would. But I don't want to get to a race and be trying to figure something out and do that. That's not the right way to race. You know what I'm saying?
Ronnie Brown still on there, Rick?
Huh?
I just got a text, Charlie Brown. Running back still on there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Charlie said you gonna be down there Saturday for sure. He might make a trip down there to get back on that back tire again there.
My plans are to be there, man. Unless something drastically happens, I'm gonna be there.
You know, unless
call
something out of my control,
we'll be,
I'll be there. Tell
well,
Charlie, come on.
Trip down.
Yeah,
all right, I'll tell him, come on. We good
okay,
for the same deal?
Yeah, same deal.
Same deal. All right, he good. We texting him now.
Okay.
We'll see you there. We coming down there. I got to go down the road now, Capital Raceway. I'll have to call y'all.
Okay.
Hey, Martha, I ain't got to text you now. You can see it live.
No, you ain't got to text me now. I got to go make sure in the water straight, Peter, on fire. You hear me?
Man, I'm telling you, this race seems to be something nice here. It's going to be, I'm going to have to call it one of the finales. This should be the big one. That's the way it's looking.
All right.
Everybody right. Called everybody. Somebody going to be there with the feelings for the women.
Hey, Red. I heard you were saying something about that I want to lock something in before my phone hung up. I said I had to make a pass. If I can test them all, you got that soon as we get in there. But I just put a new transmission pump in. I'm not going to lock that in right now.
Okay.
But you definitely got that in that race, though.
I want to run you for the race.
Huh?
I want to run you for the race. I'm going to break you so you can't get in the race.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Hey, we can probably
do this.
That man trying to give you two ass rippers in one day.
You find out that shit ain't as easy as you think it is.
It's just like taking candy from a baby.
Hey, Robin Bear, how you been, man?
I've been doing all right. I bought my baby brother a new car so he can come out screaming next year so we can get rid of that Nova and put him in a Camaro. And he up in the garage now working on it.
All right. Well, tell him I said what's going on, and we definitely be coming down there to see y'all when the weather break. Right now, man, it's at night, boy, that stuff be slipping your ears. It be so chilly out there, boy.
Oh, yeah, ain't no doubt. That's why I'm hoping Saturday will be a nice day because they talking that rain, and I hate to come all the way up there and it rained on us.
Nah, you good on Saturday.
Run about, not going to rain. Come on up here with a small block. Because you come up to my hometown now, and that big block will be all over top of you as soon as you get in the gate.
Okay, we'll be there. I'm going to take your word for it. It ain't going to rain now. If it rains now, you got to reimburse me for my gas.
If it rains, it's going to be because you're crying. It's going to be because you're crying. That's all the rain you're going to see.
You ain't never hear me crying. If I race you, I lose, then I just lose. I'll shake your hand.
Tell him, Pete, we got plenty of ginger ale to put in the tank of that old Chevrolet coming up the
That's
road
right.
with. You hear me?
Hey, Monster, you're going to stop me from picking on a big block. I'm a big block man. So you're going to stop picking on big blocks with that little small block.
Hey, Pete, is Monster going to say now? He kind of wait now. He kind of wait now.
See, I'm going to tell you what happened, Monster. He beat up on Wicked Bird, and Wicked Bird gave him hope that he could be the big block, but he ain't gonna keep on getting that lucky.
That's all right. We're gonna be waiting on him. We're gonna be waiting on him Saturday pulling the water. As soon as we get done whooping on him, we're gonna start all eat together again and talk some trash. You hear me?
Uh oh.
Well, I hear you. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm just like Clint Eastwood. You know, every man got to know his own limitations, and I ain't seen mine yet.
He's really like Clint Eastwood.
hey, Marvin, so Charlie Brown is getting the back tire from running back. Is that the race?
Yeah.
Y'all know? Getting the back tire.
No, that ain't the race.
Well, what's the race, running back?
Charlie Brown gets the go.
Oh, you get the break?
Yeah, I tried to give him the back tire. He didn't want the back tire. He wanted me to let him go.
Hey, yep. Running back, you really feeling yourself with that little small block engine?
I mean, you know, I know it's working. I know my car, and I know me.
Okay, well, that's all you need to know then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know what it is capable of doing when I'm driving it.
Tell him it is what it is, man.
It is what, you're right. It is what it is. Now you know what I know.
hey, Rick, you still on there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm gonna text you after we send him back down to Virginia. He's gonna be the running back, all right, when he get up here to DC this weekend. You hear me?
Yeah.
Hey Pete, you're right. These big blocks gonna send him a lesson here this weekend. You hear me?
See, running back from Virginia, so I kind of got to be on his side when you run y'all Maryland guys in there. So I got to go play against Maryland. But now, see, now if you run my butt dirty red, see, now then something bad going to happen to him.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I seen dirty red on video, and he ain't showed me nothing yet.
Who you say ain't showed you nothing yet?
He ain't showed me nothing on videos. He ain't showed me nothing in person that I can really say I need to leave that man alone. So, you know.
Who was that?
That was Dirty Red with the Noble.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What was you trying to say, Pete?
I said, if you get Red at that back tire, because he's from Virginia, so I got to ride with him on your ass, we going.
Now, Red giving me the back tire.
No, not Red. I'm talking to Trick. I'm talking to Rick Red.
Oh, okay.
Rick said he gonna get red the back tire.
Yeah, hey Pete, say it again, Pete. I don't think running back heard you real good. On that what?
I heard him. Trigger Rick is supposed to get my boy Red the back tire. I'm going with Red.
On his ass we going.
Hey, well, running back.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Hold on, Moss. Let me say this. If this shit happens before the year's out, would y'all all three of y'all please see me personally?
Look, my money gonna be in the pot. If it get off, my money will be in the pot. But I'm got to go with Red if you give him the back tire.
Well, you go ahead and go with Red. And the same trip that I told Red before, I'm gonna beat his old ass off the tree, and that's just gonna be the race.
Say it again, Rick. I don't think he heard you down there in Virginia. Hey Pete, I'm going to beat
his old ass off the tree.
I can't see that happening.
Hey, Rick, see, that's...
Hold on. You said you can't see it happening.
No.
Go on YouTube and look up the Tricky Rick versus J.C. Richardson race from the creek, and then tell me what you see.
Hey, look, Rick, now Red is a different driver than JC now. I'm telling you that.
I don't give a goddamn if his name was Greg Stanfield.
Well, we're going to see. I got a feeling we're going to see it before the snow hit the ground. We're going to see.
All right. Do anybody know the schedule of the creek? I know next week they got the World Cup race, which is the 2nd through the 4th. Anybody know what the schedule is after next week?
Well, Rick, I'm hearing through the grapevine that Wim Brown might be doing a race down VMP. And if he is, we might have to sponsor you to go to VMP to get this over with.
When is that?
Hey, running back.
Because I know that's what a lot of people looking for. They looking for me to bring that action to VMP, but I've been there. I can go to my laptop right now and show y'all pictures of that bad green motherfucker leaving the line at VMP and that same left hand lane that I was in. I will, man. Boy, y'all just don't know.
Hey, Rick, you feeling good now? You used the M word a couple times.
I just say y'all kind of got me feeling all right right now.
Hey, Marcus, he ain't the host tonight, so he can say all that crazy stuff because he ain't hosting, so he just talk crazy. He talked him aside the neck right now. He going to come on back in a minute.
Hey, Pete. Now, who Dirty Red running? Buck running?
Buck running Dirty Red from over to Richmond, the deal with Nasty. You know, Red, he got the white and red Malibu.
Oh, okay. JC's brother.
Yeah, we are out of Petersburg.
Yeah.
Oh man, We owe you one anyway. So you find me, Bear, because I only got the $5 to bet, but I'm going to bet my $5. You hear me?
Well, we won't bet.
Hey, excuse me. Let me interrupt real quick. Miss Foxbody, now I'm about to do it again. You said this, we got Buck Walker on?
I think it's John, Rick. I think I told him to get John on. John wanted to get on.
No, I got Miss Foxbody. Can you open the caller's mic? You just let me know what's on.
Hello.
Yes.
You got a Rick.
Hey, Trigger Rick.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Trigger Rick. Hey, this is Buck Walker, man. Sorry for your loss, buddy. But you know, I hear all this talk, running bear. But you got the man on the phone that owns Dirty Radio now.
Uh-huh.
You know,
you
Lord,
say what?
You know, this back guy, this, you know, I hear all this talk now. I want to see what the guy could say. I'm in the house, being house sad. I'm going to do what I got to do.
You said all that to say what?
I'm saying with this running bell, can you help with this back tie? I will give you the back tie and pick you up before the 3:30.
Give it to him, Bob. Give it to him.
And I'm going to give it to you. As far as Red, hey, no sooner I step Dirty Red off the trailer, Sandy, just get in the other lane, and I'm going to cut your head clean off your shoulder.
Hey, that Red's off the trailer, right?
Red off the trailer.
That's all I want to hear.
I don't want no rain dance, baby. I don't want y'all to be praying for no rain dance or nothing like that.
Don't you do now, because we up there now.
Hey, I'm going to do what I got to do. But for running back, I mean, I don't know how this got started, but it did.
Man,
I'll give you the back tie.
I'm going to tell you how I got started. The last time I was up there, the little short guy came up in my face and told me straight up, didn't know me from Adam, told me straight up, you got the back tie for life. I said, what? Who the hell is this little guy?
You talking about another man
came up there. Well, you on that?
Bob, Craig started off. Craig Jordan.
Oh, you doing CJ started?
Yeah. He came up. He brought a man over to me and told me that I got the back tie for life. That's how I got started.
You talking about CJ? They was on the golf cart.
Well, when they walked up to me, they were walking.
Hey, but don't worry about the CJ started.
Pete, you know I ain't worried about that.
See, I didn't say nothing to nobody. The man walked up to me. He ain't know me from Adam.
See, but one thing about the CJ, CJ didn't wear, you know, then like I told Pete, I didn't know what went on with this. You know, I don't even really know you like that. But, you know, I hear him, you know, that little say-so, but I hear y'all doing all that talk about the small block, dude in the big block. Wicked T-Bird, you know, I went all the way to Capitol to get him over here on his own home track. He didn't want to bite. So, you know, but me and Wicked T-Bird, two different cars now.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no doubt. Just like my car and his car, two different cars.
Yeah. See, but what you do to Wicked T-Bird, see, you're not going to do to me.
I mean, that much I understand it might take a little bit more effort on my part, but.
Man, we're going to take a whole lot.
You got to show me more than you just showed me.
Huh?
You got to show me more. Well, I ain't got. Do you drive the car?
Well, I tell you what you do there.
Wait a minute, hold on. Do you drive the car?
Who would drive the car?
I asked you, do you drive the car?
Oh, do I? I mean, they don't come tell you that. Tricky Rick, Pete, and all of them can tell you that. I drive the car.
Okay. Well, you must have not been the guy that came over and told me you'd give me the back tie then.
I don't know who the guy. It wasn't me.
Okay,
no,
it was. I'm going to tell you, it was
it
two
was
guys.
CJ, it was
one
CJ,
of them was CJ.
Another little fella came over there.
Huh?
It was CJ and another little fella came over there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
one guy named
See,
Marvin.
That fella named Young Buck.
Young Buck.
Oh.
Yeah, that's him.
Okay.
That's Young Buck.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you want to know, that's how the shit got started. I mean, because I was just like you. I didn't know you from Adam.
No.
You know, but, you know, I just ain't going to run from now on, now fight too quick now.
Huh?
I mean, but if we can come to some kind of agreement, as a matter of fact, I want to meet you when I get up there so I know what I'm talking about.
Now you talking. I don't want to meet him. I just want to see him at the damn tree. I don't want to meet him. I just want a mother. We gonna do that thing. I don't want to meet him. When they all running bad, running bad. Oh, wait a minute, running bad? All this get started. When I fail with you, they gonna think you running bad, and they gonna be running through the woods.
It ain't gonna happen, Red. Hey, ever one good Red? That Lord was sitting there in that garage.
I hear you.
You know, and you got a boo boo. Trick and Rick got a boo boo, but you know, but as far as you Red, I'm gonna take care of that boo boo you got, though. I can tell you that. Yeah, I'm gonna take care of that boo boo.
Okay.
Yeah, sir.
Let the boo boo take care of you.
We just hope it don't rain. Hey, Red, you come in and we. Hey, when I come in there, I can come in there and do what I got to do, brother man.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Buck, what you call they got?
Some boo boos, man. You know, Tricky Rick got a boo boo. Red got a boo boo. You know, before Red, though, I can kill that boo-boo, though.
You'll kill it.
All
right. Let me tell you.
I got to kill it. Hey, Pete, ain't no problem.
Yeah, we got to put a stop to all this damn talking. Ain't but a few days left. Yeah.
I can't wait till that thing to get here.
Yeah.
But, hey, well, what about one thing I can tell you? Them two guys on the phone, they will race.
I know
they
that.
Lose a draw,
I figured out, you know. But, you know, don't get me wrong now. They ain't no slouch. That much I do know. But they're going to take an ass with them come Saturday.
Mm. I can't hear
Hey, Pete. Yeah.
Hey, look, all this trash talk, all this action going on Saturday, and the horsemen, they got no oil pressure. What are we going to do about that?
What do you mean ain't got no oil pressure? What you mean oil
pressure? Who ain't got no oil pressure?
Me, Kenny. I ain't got my motor back yet.
You ain't got no oil pressure on the big bull.
Yeah, you ain't got no oil pressure.
The only thing I can run is my feet, and it ain't going to go very far.
Shit. I got
I run your own feet.
Yeah, I ain't running nobody on feet. I can't make it 2 feet on feet.
Hey. Man, Kenny got 2 left feet. You know what happened when he take off.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. You know what happened when he fall, he got to pay off.
That's a dumb hole.
Oh, man.
Well, I think if y'all going to talk about foot racing, then you got to get James Green on here and Toss.
I thought he was a driver of the damn car.
Marlon bet money.
Charles said he can't go on feet.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah, I'm listening up.
Hey, what's running back here? What did he say? What did he wear about the driver of the car?
Tell him don't shake in the shoe now. Running back going to follow when you put that double light on.
We're going to put double O lights on each other.
Well, but I hope you got to know. Hope you strong when you leave there.
Somebody's ass is going red.
It's a good possibility.
We just getting somebody going red.
It's a good possibility. It could be me because I don't play with a tree.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. If running back get the back tie, and if he go red, he done some serious lesson up. That man should not red like.
Man, look.
He's nothing serious messing up with all that time to be.
What tire? I got a small tire car, man.
It's still more tire than that front tire.
Well, the beam ain't looking at the window of the tire. It's just looking at the tire.
Yeah, that's why I was going to bet Rick on him and Red on light, but I said if you give Red the back tire, Red will have more time to break that beam. But if they were running head up, hey, Rick, you can get me because I think Rick going to leave on you.
Don't tell Rick that. You're going to fuck up his whole day.
Hey, listen, I don't worry about anybody on the tree.
Me either, Rick. I don't worry about nobody on the tree.
The tree is the least of my worries. And you best to believe that.
That's you know, there's a problem between me and the tree.
You said it's what?
I think it's personal between me and the tree. Me and the tree is personal. When I get to that tree, it's personal.
I mean, well, that's a good thing.
That's right. It's just me and the tree. Ain't nobody else in the outer lane. I don't see nobody in the outer lane. I just see the tree.
But, you know, a lot of time when people just see just the tree, they forget there's somebody else over there and they leave kind of late.
I don't worry about what's over in the outer lane. It's just me and the tree.
That's my point.
Because
if you're worried about it, somebody else over there, you leave late.
Nah, ain't no leaving late. It's just me and the tree. I told you it was personal. You're fine. Bubba fine. He'll let you know.
Well, I tell you what, you better be a good love maker. Because if you don't make love to it, then you gonna be shot.
Hey, Rick.
Yes.
Hey, I heard you talk about the race with Jay-Z. That's just one race. I didn't see Red. Let me see. I just seen him in about five, maybe six grudge matches this year. I ain't seen that man at least second yet.
I'm supposed to leave second.
Well, that's because he ain't lined up beside me. But, you know, we're going to see.
Well, from what they say, Tony Bonds will be one of the best in the game.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to make it my business to come up there for the season over with.
Well, I just looked at their schedule. They got the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th at MIR during Test and Tune. So one of those weekends, I'll be there.
All right.
We can definitely do that. I need some Christmas money.
Mm. All right. No, next month.
Huh?
All right.
So I'm gonna take it as what my buddy Buck Walker said. The two boo boos gonna run, and we're gonna see who got the biggest boo boo.
Yeah, I got the baddest boo boo.
Hey boo boo, you wanna
play? Yeah, he said he got the baddest. You hear what Rick said? Rick said he got the baddest boo boo. So you know that's classified Red as second. So by the time I get finished with him, putting them double O's on him Saturday, he ain't gonna. Tricky Ricky ain't wasting time getting to him.
Man, that's just like that man said a little while ago. A pair of lips will say anything.
Well, all you got to do is show up and get in the lane.
One thing about Dirty Red don't do, you ain't never know no car do no talking, have you?
Yeah, that thing of mine was about to jump off the trail last time at the beach when it saw you.
Well,
you will see it this Saturday. You had to bring him off the trail.
Hey, I'll be on your paint on this time because you were scared to put him back on last time.
No, keep him on this time.
Hey, once we got it straight, though, you know, then he could vision ahead. After we got it straight, though, everything was all right. But now, she worse than now, so. But I'm going to do it to you, though, Red. I'm going to give it to you now. I can tell you that now, brother, man. I'm going to give it to you. And
well,
I got to meet running bad, you know. I'm going to meet with running bad, you know. I had a sidewinder that was doing a lot of talking, and I didn't even know what was going on. Yeah, well, you know.
Hey, Buck, well, don't worry about that. Number one, he got a small block. Number two, he's from down Richmond, so.
No, I'm not.
Well, you from down there somewhere.
Yeah, I live in Brumley County. I'm about 5 minutes from Royal Rapids, North Carolina. I live out in the woods. I ain't got nothing else to do but work on a race car and make sure it go fast enough for me. I'm retired.
But
I'm retired at 52 years old.
Nothing,
I ain't got nothing else to do. Come to Maryland and whoop some ass.
Small block.
That what now?
You mean tell me you ain't got nothing else to do but work on a race car and you come up them woods with a small block?
Always been a small block man, and I know they'll run if you make them run. And the one I got ain't scared of too many of the big blocks. They give me what I got to have. And a back tire is a lot of people, a lot of big blocks. Back tire is all I need.
Well, I'm telling you, the part of the reason I came from, they always told me, said, the only thing a small block do is drive you to a big block. So.
Well, it also told me big block make good boat angles. I got one of them, too, but ain't a big block tied to it. It's a small block tied to it.
Saturday ain't coming fast enough. Saturday's not coming fast enough.
It ought to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, Saturday for somebody.
Yeah, it could be a
there
sad day
for me.
Only reason won't be no sad day for you that man, something happened and you won't show up.
Hey, what is Tate? What is my buddy Tate doing, man?
Tate, he was on. He working on. I think his phone keep hanging up. He was on earlier, but Tate ain't coming in that Saturday, and he ain't going down on somebody.
Man, we just wet.
Pete,
we'll see.
Huh? Do
we'll
me a favor.
See.
What's that? Oh, I want you to do me a favor, Pete.
What's that, Red? I want you to find out where Sean T going testing at the bar so I can come go down there and go down on his ass tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. No, he didn't wait to say he's trying to go down on his ass tomorrow.
Hey, Pete. Hey, Pete. Hey, for real, no funny road, Pete. You know, I'm going to bring him on out there. You know, the nigga be nice tomorrow. I'm going to go and bring him out there tomorrow night to knock the dust off the pipe and see how she feel.
I'm going to knock the dust off the pipe tomorrow.
You know, I got to, you know, she's been sitting there. I made a few changes. She's been sitting in the garage. I got to knock the dust off the pipe, you know. You know, get the crumbs off the header pipes, you know. Just go ahead and blow them out. So sad to make sure she's good and right. I need to find out what Charles is doing, and I'll go down there with him. Go down there with him just make a couple blasts.
We need to tell y'all guys.
Huh?
Trying to get Charles back on right now. Charles, he got something to tell y'all.
Where is small block over there? Where is this? Where you at? In the bushes?
What? Yeah. We ain't got no oil pressure, so we just land in the woods. We can't see nothing. We ain't got no oil pressure.
Y'all ain't got no oil pressure, brother. Nah.
But I'm going to tell you this. When we do get some oil pressure, a whole lot of y'all better hit the woods.
Ain't anybody here with all the big cars down, too?
Yeah, everything down, man. We ain't got nothing. Horsemen ain't got nothing with no oil pressure in. The only thing got oil pressure is the Chevelle, and I don't know what Ken's doing with that. Nothing. Hey, Kenny, are you still on?
I'm on here.
Man, let's go on. Hey, look, let's go on.
Hey, man, I think it was Red all or nothing, man.
If somebody got enough money, I'll bring it down there Saturday because it ain't going to make but one pass, and I got to make sure it's a good one.
Hey, the best thing to do is hide in the bushes. You won't be out there like buckling up like sitting ducks.
Hey, Benjamin, you hear him talking, don't you, bro?
Is that Red talking? I know Red ain't talking now. I know he ain't talking to me now. I'm talking about a 3,600-pound streetcar small block.
I ain't saying nothing to you, man. That's Buck said it. I ain't saying nothing to you.
Hey, kid.
That was Red.
Red, when the man
put him
doing it,
Red said
no.
Hello.
And I said, man, that's Red talking.
Yeah. Charles back on.
Hey, Tate.
Yeah.
Hey, where you going to test it tomorrow, dog?
I'm going to the beach. I like to catch Red at my truck.
Hey, what did he do? Hey, I told him I'm going in there and knock the dust off the pipe tomorrow. If he come on down there tomorrow, we'll scab him tomorrow.
He come down there tomorrow. If I get off the starting line on the first pass, he got action the second one.
Man,
Red,
he come down there and
be out on your ass tomorrow. If I come down there and beat both of y'all tomorrow, y'all log in some more money to run me
side. I will.
It ain't gonna be no problem.
I don't know who you
man.
Think you scared with that white car, but you ain't scared nothing. I don't think white is good for me and the ghost, and I don't see them.
Hey,
I told
him,
man, number two, boo-boo.
Okay, man, I don't want you to be scared.
I think you scared of me. You remember what happened last time you sat beside me?
Nothing. What happened to
you? Red light. Red light.
Ain't nothing happened. Not a thing.
You're right, because you should have cut a green light because my joint fell on his face.
Man, Red talk like that boo-boo bad, man. But there ain't about two boo-boos, man. I mean, Tricky Rick got one. And Red,
if y'all doing all this shit tomorrow night, somebody call me, because I'm coming down there. I'm going to get me some money.
Man, Red ain't coming in my tomorrow, man.
Turn that down a little bit.
Hey, if you like me, I'm going to get out of work early tomorrow. They talking about getting in early and starting off Friday.
Yeah, I know Red. I know Red will get his ass down there, and he'll ride his ass on down there, too, because I know him.
Red going to pull a Tricky Rick on the board. Tricky Rick don't say nothing to you.
No, Red say, if he Red say he's coming, his ass going to be there.
See, Tricky Rick just say he ain't coming, and then pull Red in the gate.
Well, Tricky Rick got a little trickery going on. A little trickery going on.
Hey, I know that he always call you sneaky, but he's sneaky too.
I ain't get the name for nothing, damn it. Shit.
Hey, Rick, I told Kenny a while ago, I said, man, I didn't figure his game was already. I know what you be doing.
I just be trying to race, man. What you talking about?
Yeah, I know. You be like, you ain't coming. Hey, look, you tell the boy you ain't coming, and you come in the gate. And you say, you ain't going to race, and you ready to race when you get down there. See that? Boy.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a part of the game, you know what I mean? You got to be on your P's and Q's at all time, as they say. Like Floyd told dude in the ring, you're supposed to have your guards up at all times.
Well, what day you and Red talking about doing this race?
It won't be next week, but I looked at the schedule, and Buzz Creek is open for testing soon, the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th. So one of those three days. I don't know what the date is that Martha was talking about the race.
We might have some oil pressure by then. Do we need to make a trip over there?
Who?
The enforcer.
The who?
The enforcer. You know what that is.
What's that?
The one that killed you.
Tennis car. The one that just
ran over
last time.
Look, I can't say he killed me. He shot me with a .22 in the ankle. I'm not going to say he killed me, but he shot me. He ain't killed me, but he shot me. So I've been wounded since, but by then, I should be able to entertain that. He still coming the way he said he coming, and yeah, I'll entertain that. Ain't no thing.
I should have a little oil pressure next week. Might even have it tomorrow.
If I knock Red off early enough, that might give Mr. Richardson some motivation to want to get back out there.
I like the way you said that. If
me too.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to give you some hope. That's all.
Hey, I ain't the smartest man in the world, but you keep calling JC a name. And I know you must want to get down on his ass because I can put two and two together and you keep calling his name. Like, you really want to come back with that game.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm saying that because it kept being thrown up that, you know, I'm scared and da-da-da-da and all that stuff that was going down on Facebook. So, I'm not running from nobody. I just said make the race fair, you know. By the numbers, I can't stay there. So, you know what I'm saying, make the race right. Ain't no different than what Running Bear saying or what Kenny would be doing. You just make it a race right, that's all. It's just racing. I just want to race, that's it.
I'm pretty sure he'll get the message.
But, I mean, to Rez, you know what I mean?
I'm a respectful young gentleman, so you know, I'm giving you some hope, and I like confident people, so I want you to be confident to say, you know, do this and going to do that.
Because you feel good because you're giving me the back tie and the break.
I got faith. Huh?
I don't believe in hope. Oh, you got faith? I don't believe in hope. Nah, I ain't saying nothing about no back tie and the break. I said the back tie. He's going to take the break. That's what I'm saying. He told me he would take the break. I done replayed this back in my head. All day, I already know what I'm going to do.
Well, that's good, sir. I'm glad that you know what you're going to do. Just know that on game day, at that time, what you planned on doing ain't going to happen. So remember what I'm telling you, okay?
That's what your mouth said.
That's what's going to happen. I just want you to know that I'm telling you. So when it happens, you're going to be like, that mother, he told me. God damn. you're gonna have the same Kool-Aid face that JC had at the end of the track after that race. I'm just trying to tell you. Well, I just want you to know I'm telling you ahead of time before it happened that it's gonna happen. That what your plans were is not gonna unfold that way on game day at game time. That's all.
Really?
Hey, Red, we had come with a game plan. That little loan we gave Rick, he been holding it for too long. Time him going to pay the loan back.
He said my little loan, huh?
Yeah, that was the loan we got right there.
Yeah, well.
It's not really to get that back.
Red always got plan B, he can go to plan B right in the water box.
Come.
He better go to C&D, too.
I'm talking for him, Eddie.
You better turn it all on.
Do
what?
You better turn it all on. And turn it on quick.
Turn on.
Whatever you got.
He ain't got
whatever
the one.
I'm going to come up there with one shot and one kill and kill you dead. One shot, one kill, and I'm going to kill that boo you got.
You better take them Hollywood blanks out of there.
Hey, Pete.
Huh?
Hey, that what he told us the other night. That what he told me the other night, didn't he?
Yeah. He's going to come in Saturday and kill y'all. One half. Wait, he said you and Charles are half kills. He put a half kill in one of y'all.
Y'all will be wrong kill when I put it down.
I still got his left in my back pocket.
Y'all will be wrong kill.
Last time I checked, I still got his nuts in my back pocket. Ain't my fault he was scared.
Man, you know how many nuts I got in my smokehouse? So that means you ain't got but one set of nuts. I got plenty of nuts.
I'm gonna take two more when you get here Saturday. I can bet you that.
Hey, man,
he ain't gonna fall on his face this time.
You better stumble like he did last time.
It ain't. Don't worry about it.
I mean, I tell you what. If you stumble like you did last time, I go right back and run your ass again. I come
what
right back right
and
run you again. I run you till you get tired.
You won't get tired. I can guarantee you that.
That's what I'm getting ready to say. You probably get tired first.
I beat you till you get tired. Just give me another
chance.
I don't
know who you think you're dealing with. Who you think you're talking to?
I run your ass all night. I run you every time I go make a pass. Every time I make a pass, I run you. When I feel with Buck, I run you every time I make a pass. I need a chance.
Hey, you ain't got to worry about that, nobody.
Buck going to clean you out right off the trailer because I'm going to help you do it. Watch what I tell you.
Buck going to be my test dummy, and you going to be the assistant dummy.
That all sounds good.
Yeah, but it ain't good, though.
I'm real eager to see this, man. I want to see it. I know all y'all guys, good drivers, y'all throw up the tree. Y'all call look good. I want to see who got the bad and high gear.
I'm going to shake your hand after I whoop you.
Oh, I'm going to shake yours out. I'll whoop you, too.
You know what
now,
I'm going to do.
I heard y'all saying something about the tree, too, about you and Rick battling about the tree. I feel like I'm one of the baddest, too, so.
You remember, you red lit
last time, and I balled out there with you.
Oh, shit, that was just a blink of an eye.
You're right, and I balled out there with you, so you know what that tell you. I'm going to ball out there with you next time.
Man, you ain't nowhere near, man. You look at this video.
Well, I don't know what video you done seen.
You better rewind it.
I don't know what video you done seen, but I know what my reaction time was, and the car fell on his face, or it wouldn't even run the full power when it left the beams.
Man, I'm going to tell y'all, y'all know I'm sitting here high level shit because my motor ain't ready, but I want to tap all y'all ass up.
Man,
you
was
know what you
that for me. That's why you ain't come on the first or today, or tomorrow, whenever it is.
You know what you were doing.
Hey, Ray, I know Red talking trash the other night like that. Hey, what was he doing? He knew what he was doing, Red. He knew exactly what he was doing. He knew I was coming up there. He found out and put that motor back in that car. Hey, Ray, when you going in there, I wanted it in there right now. I'm just mad because he ran through some malfunction with it when he tore it down and put it back together. But I'm mad about that because I'm not scared of none of y'all, and y'all should know that.
When I told Charles I wasn't coming, his face lit up because he said, I got something sweet now because you ain't going to be there. You're going to fuck around and get something sour when he gets there. I figured I had something sweet if you was going to be there. You're going to get something sour when you get there.
Hey, Ray. Man, that's my track. I ain't telling you no more. That ain't my home track. That's my track. Sir Ray.
Yeah.
What kind of race we doing? 8 mile, quarter mile, what?
8 mile.
Okay, 8 mile, I'm giving you the back tie on the Pro Tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to do that on the 11th?
No, 11 might be too quick. I got to, where the situation I'm in, I got to see if I can get my son's mama to come down here. I can get her to come down here once a day.
Hey, Rick. Yeah. After I clean this clock this weekend, he ain't gonna want to see you. Okay.
What do you mean I ain't want to see him? If you beat me, old man, you can do it, win some money. That's all. That's the same thing he can do. You can't
I'm gonna
win
take two
me.
More of your balls. You just remember that. I'm taking them set by set.
I ain't worried about that. I'm gonna fix you.
Hey, look, see,
but he got a set of your nuts, so he to fix you. He flat gonna continue to fix you.
I'm gonna fix them, but he ain't getting no money when he got them though.
Hey, a set of nuts, a set of nuts.
I thought it was kind of ironic. My man CJ was up there trying to get some bets. Ain't nobody want to do nothing, but then when the car fell on his face, I come back. Everybody want to bet something.
Oh, they come around the corner like they was in the army, man.
Indeed they did. They come around. Man, before I got back
under my tent, they was at the top.
I want to lock in. I told them, yes, sir, let me check my knife for Illinois. Ain't that what I told you, Red?
Yeah. No, y'all came to me, wanted to run me after I went out in the first rant.
Nah, you and Kendra came over to my trailer, and then I told you after I ran Benji, I would come back and run you. Well, I ran Benji, came back.
That little short dude came over and got me.
See, that little short guy going to get you in a lot of
motherfucking
trouble.
That little short guy came over and got me and said, you said that you had to do it again.
Calling a lot of trouble.
He ain't going to get me in no trouble. He know what I'm
saying. He
was trying
to do something that he couldn't do because I was going to bust him in his head 2 years ago.
He was scared to death. Tell the truth.
And right about three times, you made him sell that small block they had.
Say that again.
Three times that you made him sell that small block they had?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
you talking about the one with that flying toilet on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to do
that
when I had my Vega.
Hey, Pete.
I'm listening.
Let me tell you what this man did. We went down there. I went over there.
What?
Said, you want to lock in the races. We was going to get him the back tie and run him head up. And then he said he made a video saying we was going to do three races. He said he ain't locking in no money. Ain't that what you said?
Hold on, cuz. Hold on.
And you got to, if you're going to tell it, you need to back up from the beginning.
How it went, tell
me. Now, I'm going to tell you exactly how this thing went. And it went like this. I didn't know that little short fucker from nobody else. He came up in my face calling my name out. All right, that came off of
Sean. Remember, it was Sean. He said that racism was
wrong. Yeah. Now, when that man walked up to me, I wasn't going to put the money up. Sean then was going to put the money up. When I told him, wait until Sean got there to put the money up, he acted like the world fell in. So, you know, what can I say?
Because that's why we came. That was the only reason why we came there, was to run you. That's why he, I don't remember how he acted, but that's why we came there.
Well, all he had to do was wait a while until Sean got there. Sean would have put the money up. They came up with the money. Then he didn't want to run. And then he ran. He ran Johnny.
That's not what happened.
He ran Johnny. He put up punk out money to run Johnny. He wouldn't pay Johnny the punk out money.
That was after you.
I understand that.
Remember, you hurt your motor, and we said, all right, we ain't gonna do nothing. You said you blew a head gasket.
Yeah. And then he messed his motor up. He messed up a fuel pump or
something,
oil pump or something.
Why are you picking on those small block?
Who, me?
No. Sean.
Yeah, you know why they're picking on the small block, because.
I ain't picking on the small block.
He said he's coming back. He's going to be the king of the small block next year.
Okay, well,
that was the small block rig that we was going to run it with. All motor small block is this.
Well, that remains to be seen.
Oh, that's what it was, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if he come up there with an all-motor small block and he's sitting like me, we can get it on. I'm not going to be scared. We can get it on.
Nah, we coming with a little something more than all-motor this time.
What do you mean, a little? Unless he come up there with a turbo.
Nah, it ain't going to be no turbo, but it's going to be a little more than all-motor. That's all you need to know.
Well, yeah, because he come out there with an all-motor small block, he's going to get his ass whooped by me because I ain't got all-motor. And I got the littlest small block in the world.
How you figure you can whoop that man running back if he come out like that, man?
Hey, I'm impartial to what was going on, but am I correct in saying that somebody was talking about racing Derek Bonds down there Saturday?
That was Charles.
That was me, Rick.
Y'all two racing?
He said he wanted to do it around 1:00. I told him I had some football games. I wasn't gonna be there till later on, so we ain't coming to no final conclusion yet.
Okay.
Nicest. I need at least one ball at night. I got some in there.
Him and Kenny LaFleur that ran, but
one.
Running bear over there telling somebody he need one bottle of nitrous a night. What you doing?
No, not tonight, man. I need one for Saturday. I got two.
Oh, okay.
Is
anybody up there going to have any?
I don't know. I'll check running
bear.
I'll get back with you and let you know before Saturday. Come out.
Hey, Pete.
Okay, all right.
Pete, what do you think? Running bear and Dirk, that'd be a good race,
wouldn't it? Man, why do you keep on talking about running bear? What you mean Dirk who?
Dirk with the little S10 pickup, the one that I'm supposed to get a break. You don't think that would be a good race?
I mean, that's a big block, though, I believe. You know how running bad with the big blocks.
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, I don't know. I really haven't seen. I don't know.
What kind of S10?
About a 91, 92.
From running bad. You probably seen it before because he was at our race with the green. And
they put
it on. No. This green S10.
Nah, it's like
really
a teal green truck.
Yeah, they call it Kryptonite.
Kryptonite.
I think that'll be a good race. Y'all two running back. You and Dirk.
I'll run to anybody as long as the race is fair. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna let nobody take advantage of me.
What are you talking about, fair running back? What you mean you talking about fair?
I think if you got a big block and you lighter than I am, I need something.
I weigh 28, 40 with me in it.
Yeah, but how many stages you running?
Two guns.
How many?
He got two guns.
Yeah, we got. See, I ain't running but one gun.
He got two guns. Don't let him fool you.
Hey, I ain't got
no
one here. I can't get the second one
work
good yet.
That bitch got a 30 and a
45
special.
Yeah, look, I ain't completely stupid now.
He got a 30 and a 45 special.
Hey, running back, I got one gun on mine.
I already spoke to him out, man. He got two guns, and he needs both of them. If he come with one gun, son, I'm going to cut his head off.
Hey, running back, I ain't got but one gun, and I'll give you the back to us.
Who is that?
This Charles. I ain't got but one gun.
You Red gonna embarrass you on Saturday anyway, so you know you may well sit back and enjoy what the ass whooping you gonna get.
I want to get your money and gamble with Red with, but you gonna when Red come back around there, say, man, that thing ain't nothing to play with. You gonna know.
I don't know, man. Anything can happen, man. You know, let us get there, man. Let us get there first. You know, we got a ways to travel, so let us get there. Like I said, I'm down here near Lake Gas, North Carolina. So, you know, let's have
anything. We're going to wait on you. Get on up there, running back. We're going to wait on you.
All right.
Hey, Charles.
You heard me telling my boys a few minutes ago that I need some nitrous. I got to get there. So, you know, they're going to try to make sure I get
there. Motor, so I'm getting out on Lewis's ass, motor to motor. Man, Lewis can get it on.
Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
Cause I'm coming to get on Lewis' ass, motor to motor, man. I'm gonna get it on.
I think he was about to ask for the brakes still. You got it.
Hey, nah, I'm leaving you alone. You got enough reasons. I ain't bothering you.
Okay.
Hey, so I wonder if running back gonna try something. I got a big block on all motors, so I figure he probably just jump on top of me.
Yeah, you got a big block on all motor.
Yes.
What you got it in?
It's Chassis Camaro.
A what?
A Camaro chassis car.
About the same weight as you running, baby. About 2,900 pounds.
No, you got a chassis car. It's lighter than
2,900 plus. I'm way heavier than he is.
No, you ain't.
Man, running back, you ain't a 2,900 pound.
I'm almost 2,900 pounds.
I'm over 2,900.
So, hey, since y'all talking this weight stuff, what do the light car get a heavy car?
It all depends on whether it's a small block or big block. The light car, big block, you got to give them something. I mean, a small block, now, y'all know, man, a small block, especially one like I got, I mean, the damn thing is good. It's good for what it is. And like I said, I don't mind racing, but, you know, make the race kind of halfway fair. And if I run away with you, then I might try you again, and I might give you some. But make the race fair as I see it, and then I ain't got no complaints after I get my ass whooped.
Hey, running back, so you want the back tie from Buck, right?
Well, this is what happened. Like I said, what happened? They told me I had the back tie for life. I mean, if I'm a runner, then I want the back tie. But I understand that Buck didn't say that himself, but his cheerleader, said that.
CJ and Young Buck went over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hey, Buck, well, do he got the back tie, sir? That'll stop all that right there.
Who?
Do you want that guy? Yeah.
Hey, I'm
going
to give it to him, pick him up before
he gets
through the
3:30. Hey, look, y'all
got to
give me
this motherfucking nice. AP, but when I come in there by the road, the bazookas will be in the flow bowl now.
Hey, Buck.
Hey, Linda Red.
Hey, Buck.
Hey,
you got one stage of nitrous, right?
For me?
Yeah.
Man, you know, man, that's an outlaw car. You know, that car ain't come with no one stage.
Why you want to hurt me like that,
man? What did he just say? He said he gonna have the bazookas.
Running bear.
On the
yeah.
Boat. Hey, Buck and Red supposed to run off the trailer, right?
Yeah.
All right, that race you asked in Buffalo, I'll get that to you off the trailer. One gun, two, whatever you got, two guns or whatever.
I ain't got but one gun. I got two.
Right, I ain't got but one. I'll go ahead and take Buck Place. I'll come off the trailer, which I ain't supposed to because I just did some stuff in my transmission, but I'll try that.
Okay. Okay. You're going to come off with one gun.
Yeah, I'm going to come off the trailer with one gun. I'm going to step in for Buck. He going to try Ray off the trailer. I'm going to try you. You got the back tire.
We can work with that.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to try me off the trailer. He better know what he's going to do off the trailer. If he wants to try it, he better think again.
Hey, better he ain't clean off his shoulder.
Ain't no time to be trying nothing.
AP. AP. When that thing get in high gear, let's look over here and boy, go put that, hit that killer switch. Kill it. Walk on away from it.
Hey, what time are y'all thinking about doing all this off the trailer shit on Saturday?
We got to do it early. Hey, Beef, we got to get in there early to get in there. What a red. But like I say, I don't want to be playing the rain dance.
Y'all got to give me a time frame because I got to work on Saturday. I'm going to try to tell them what time I'm getting the fuck out of there.
Well, I'm not going to be there real early. I got football games at 11 and 1 o'clock, so I ain't going to be there till around 2:30, 3 o'clock.
So we can about to say that 3 o'clock we're gonna get somebody gonna take an ass whooping.
He gonna do it before the race.
Maybe not directly at 3 o'clock, but somewhere around there.
How about 3:30?
Oh yeah, y'all good. I get off at 12, so I'll be there about 1:30. So I'll be good to go then.
Yeah, I should be in the house right about 2 o'clock.
But Red, ain't no need for us to leave.
Hey, look, I don't want Sad to come to your back, fellas. Somebody got to go.
Yeah, Pete, there's a lot of talk tonight. Let's see if they're going to walk the walk like they're talking the talk.
Hey, Ken, I ain't going to say too much because I might go in there and try to get my ass cut. So I ain't going to say too much. I might come over here with my ass hurting.
Look, I can't say nothing. I'm just listening.
Huh?
You'll get your head cut off when you come in there with that motor to motor shit.
Okay, well. Hey, look. Like you just said, all they can do is win. I
saw you
let you spray, so you was going on.
No, you won't either. You know, last time I saw you leave, they cut the letters on back of your tie, man.
Well,
you got the lug nuts.
Lord have mercy.
You're red, man. Red fire, man.
You got the lug nuts.
Well, I guess that we decided to get you
and see what these boo-boos and deuces and Camaros and all this good stuff here.
Hey, Kenny, when you say you be, when you got old pressure, Kenny?
Well, I might have it tomorrow. I mean, it might show up in a box tomorrow. I don't know. I'm waiting on the motor to be here any day. Any day.
Oh, okay, okay.
He told me this week, and he told me this week, but I'm not saying this week. He said I'd have it back by the weekend, so I guess I'll definitely have it Monday or Tuesday.
I got you. Yeah, I might have to try you on that race about the 11th or the 18th.
Yeah, we're ready, Rick. We're ready. As long as I got the motor, I'm ready to go. If I had the motor tomorrow and they wouldn't find my ass, I'd be out there tomorrow night putting it back in and be down there Saturday. I've been
there
for 3 weeks. I ain't been able to drive nothing for 3 weeks. I'm about to go nuts up here.
Yeah, that means that you was kind of getting in the rhythm there on the tree now. You're going to be rusty as hell now.
Oh, is it? No. I'm going to get plenty of sleep, Rick. We're going to leave together. I'm going to leave first, one or the other.
Oh, good. Hey. So you got to get some sleep. That's what it is?
Yeah, all in the sleep. Let Pete tell you that. If I don't get no sleep, I'm going to be late.
Hey, if you don't get no sleep and you're going to be late, I'm going to send the goddamn goons down your house.
You don't know where I'm going to stay at the night before the race, though.
that's all right. I'm going to find out some kind of goddamn way there.
Hey, Rick, they ain't working. More time for the race, we always put him in hiding. Make sure we get the rest.
I watch the ID channel, okay? It's possible to find out anything nowadays.
Well, I guess we're going to can we go and get Rick real fast, get a test run before we go to Florida, though?
Yeah, we need a couple of time runs before we go to Florida. We got to be some serious.
Yeah, we can test on him.
When y'all going to Florida?
For the December the 12th, 13th, 14th, something?
14th, 15th, 16th.
14th, 15th, 16th. That's what it is.
Oh, that's for the Baldy's race?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, why y'all talking to anybody
up
there?
The council or something together. It should be nice.
Hey, look, while y'all listening, anybody out there got a hood for a Cal induction hood for a 91 Camaro?
What kind of hood you got on your car now, Pat?
It's the car bought is a 91 Camaro, and it's got that front forward old school oval shaped scoop on it. It's a steel hood, and I want to change it to Cal induction fiberglass.
Well, you know my head'll come off the side, so when I come off the trailer on you Saturday, I'm gonna make you a Cal induction hood.
So we're talking about two different Camaros now. Mine don't come out of sight, but I'm going to tell you what I want you to do. When you get to the staging lane, you look over there at mine and look at the front end. You see them two holes? I got them covered up. Why? Because I don't need them.
Nah, that ain't what I said. I said when I turn the button, I'm going to make you a Cal induction hood. I'm going to cut your hood scoop off when the flames come out.
No. So you're still talking about two different Camaros now. You talk about mine. I already got a Cal on that one. Now, this is one I'm working on. I just bought. But
okay.
If you got any fiberglass on your car, I ain't got to worry about because I'll make my own hood.
It might be able to watch him because he got some flames going over there. I seen that thing flame up a couple times.
Yeah. I used to be a firefighter a while back.
Well, I don't know if you paid attention to my car, but it's all black with like a puff of smoke, so it's a fire already out. You ain't got to spray no water.
I paid attention to it.
They call it suicide.
You
hear something?
Suicide, and I got one cat on suicide watch right now. His name Runner Bill.
Man, all this shit being talked tonight, somebody's going home with a sore ass on Saturday.
Man, I'm just mad. I want to bring that quiet storm in there, boy. That's the storm y'all should have been worried about, not the storm that's coming Monday. The quiet one I was bringing in this Saturday. That's the one y'all should have been worried about. But hey, y'all said y'all prayers and everything, so it's gonna be.
But you know,
hey,
but you know, I like them boys from up that way mainly because, you know, they boys down here. I go to Virginia Motorsport Park and they talk a lot of trash, but it takes me 2 years to run them. See, it only takes me 2 days to run there and whoop that ass up that way. See.
No, all you do is get up here, Saturday, you'll feel a second of the ass whoop you with you.
Sound like a bet.
Yeah, you
hey, what is Don making any progress with his ride?
Yeah, we're making a little progress. We're gonna make a debut next year. We're coming to a town near you real soon.
Mm-hmm. Hey, running back, can you get Leon and Sean them up here with the She Devil third?
That might be a little problem because the owner of She Devil, George, he one of them. He in that 47%, but he always crying broke. So
yeah, I'm broke too. That's why I want them up here so I can make a little money.
I know it. But they got a. I don't think they're gonna make it.
Hey,
see, and them other boys, Sean them got their car back now, see.
They way in the way. I ain't worried about them.
Yeah, but what's his name up there? Big George and Big George been crying for him for a while, but they just got their car back the other day. And I think they might be getting Big George a call soon.
Hey, Rick, I got
and that's
two
a small
questions.
Block
I
too.
I got two questions. One, how in the hell did the dude country get in the play of conversation to say he's gonna race anybody? And number two, what's going on with Boogie Child?
Boogie Child is now that's a good question because we've been questioning him in his stuff already. All he got to do is do some minor stuff. And I don't know, man. I'm hoping he come out next year. I mean, because they're my boys, you know, and they've been letting me out there. I've been fighting all year by myself. I need some help.
Yeah, I just watched a video on my laptop. It's been a couple of years ago where I ran him at the creek. I didn't know who he was at the time, and I was on motor, and he was spraying. And he beat me, but it wasn't a very good outcome for him to be spraying.
Where was you at?
At Buzz Creek.
Okay.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
It's funny you asked that question about John, because we were just talking about it today, and I just told him, I said, man, I can imagine the look on your face, you know, when I had the lineup beside you. And the pilot ran with Pete Berry when I come by with the flames sticking up. I said, man, I know they're going to put a smile on his face when I said,
hey,
run by you like
listen,
that.
Listen. I'm excited for y'all because I know a little inside information on what y'all are doing. I'm not going to say nothing, but I'm telling you I know. So, with that being said, I welcome y'all with open arms. With that piece.
Well, we coming.
Yeah, y'all to be there. I don't know about coming, but y'all to be there. Hopefully. I hope y'all got some. You got a little red book, or you got a red business card with some notes on it, or somebody on speed dial.
Nah, we don't need but a couple guys. I know but two or three guys all I need, and we'll be all right.
Okay. Well, I welcome y'all. Love to have you.
Hey, man, we got the baddest chance man in the world on my side, so that automatically gives me confidence right there.
Well, you got to have more than just a chassis, man.
He can do it all. You'll see. We're going to show you better than we're going to take you, see.
Yeah, you gotta show me. I'm from Missouri. I know Tom. Tom is a good man, but you need more than that. So what's gonna hurt are those days that Tom ain't with y'all. So y'all better get a nice little payroll to have him at the track every race. Now, if you got Tom there with you, I might have a little question mark on the side of my head. Tom ain't there, y'all was dead in the water.
Well, one thing I'm going to warn you of, remember I told you this, tall timber race cars break at any track, in any condition. Remember I told you that.
I hear you.
Now, Kenny on the phone, he can vouch for that.
Well, let me ask you this. How many 10-5 cars or cars with 33 10-5s on the Tom dealing with?
Oh, this might be the only one.
No, well, you're not the only one. You remember the Firebird? It had the turbos on it?
Turbos. Nah, I probably remember that car.
It was red with like a graphic paint job on the front.
It had like flames or something on it?
That was like a jagged design paint job on the front. It was a red Firebird 90 model with twin turbos on it. Had 10-5s on it, then they put big tires on it.
No, I remember that car.
Okay. Well, the same thing I told Kenny, he put 10-5s on it. I welcome y'all to my world. Like they tell people down south, you can go fast on the big tire all day long. It's making that little tire get it.
Yeah, Rick, I'm going to put a set of 10-5s on my car just for shits and giggles. I want to do it.
All right.
Well, to me, for me, win, lose, or draw, it's all about having fun. And, you know, I see
that
it, and I feel like I can have fun doing it and enjoy myself. So I like to win, but, of course, I already know you're not going to win every race. But if as long as like we can go race and have fun, and at the end of the day, you know, we had a good time, that's the only thing I'm really looking for.
Well, again, that's what it's all about. And, I strongly feel that if you guys do make it over to the OPS stuff next year, y'all will highly enjoy it. The grudge stuff is cool, but depending on who you're dealing with, you know, you got to just deal with too much bullshit in the game. But it can be fun at times. It just depends on who you deal with, that's all.
Yeah, well, the one that I didn't see with that class all run, the fastest car got to win.
Yeah, you damn right. You saw that firsthand. That shit hurt that Saturday. That definitely hurt that Saturday.
It's all in whoever day it is. If it's your day, it's your day.
Yeah, I like to bring that little Cavista head car down there, but I don't think he's doing that this week though.
I don't know, man. The way Red on a rampage, you might not want to do that. Red ain't took his medicine, man.
Red ain't doing nothing but talking.
Man, Red ain't. Let me tell you something. I only seen Red car run one time, and that was on the DVD from when they was at the creek when I ran JC August 4. Red ain't got nothing on that Camaro.
Fuck him up.
Pete know the car I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I know he is because you, I don't know, Rick. I think Red get on y'all ass for real. I might be
what
wrong.
What talking about?
Red
you know,
in the
way. He done seen his 10-5 Camaro, the OPS racing.
Do I look at?
Yeah, they got
no,
a Red one.
No, it's just the guy I'm helping. He got a conventional head, big block.
What the hell, oh, Rick? I think if you make it happen, I think Red get down on his ass.
Tell him bring it. That's all I want to say. If you go on right, tell him bring it.
Well, I can't tell him, but I know it ain't gonna be this weekend. They got a race Saturday up in Hagerstown, so I know he ain't coming down there. But you know, you let me know which one of them days you can make in November, the 11th, the 18th, or the 25th, and
Hey, Ray, we're going to get 2-for-1. Then we can dive on him first. He can come back and dive on Rick.
You got that, Rick.
y'all gonna go home with y'all ass, so.
Huh? After this Saturday, Red is not gonna come on the other side of Richmond no more.
Well, he acting like he's got big kahunas.
Red is not coming on the other side of Richmond after the 27th.
I tell you what, don't be surprised, Mark.
I ain't worried about it.
Don't fuck around and be surprised that you see my face in the plate. I ain't saying I'm coming, but I just said don't be surprised.
I ain't gonna be surprised. You don't scare me.
I don't want to scare you. I can't hear no money if you're scared. I got enough of I'm scared right here.
Yeah. I heard that. Can you just figure out what day in November you can make it up here at the next week?
Man, you hard-headed, Rick. I told you. After I swiped the white paint off of that car and turned it back primal, he ain't coming on the other side of Richmond no more.
Well, I want paint it green. You can paint it black. Shit, I paint it green, whatever. He can be multicolored. He can go out pocket
all
the woods.
Only building you can paint it muddy green in my pocket.
No, I don't think that. I don't think that white paint is all green.
Well, it won't be long. It'll probably be about the 18th.
That's cool. I mean, I got patience right now. If I had the time, and this is, and I put my hand on the Bible about this right now. If I had the time this weekend, I would run you right out the trailer Saturday if I had the time. That's just how I feel about your ride. And I ain't run my car but one time.
I'll take that.
I saw you would.
I'll take that when you get the time. How about that?
It wouldn't matter by then. It really wasn't matter by then.
I don't know what you saw.
Yeah, you get
something.
Yeah, well, I mean, you get in the back tire, so you know, don't be greedy. I'm gonna act like a Republican right now. Don't be greedy, you Democrat.
I'm gonna tell you like this: you offer me the back tire. After I whip you with the back tire, then I run your head up.
Oh Lord!
And you can take that to the bank. Since you're so good at offering things,
if you lose, then you won't run me again, right?
And yeah, I won't run you again. You can't do more with some money. I'm gonna tell y'all that.
Yeah, I came in here to ask you. And maybe I need to get my mojo in order.
No, Rick, you better go ahead and take your time, and cause you come out with that ass stuff, you can take a ass whooping.
Huh? Well, hey, look, I came out there half-stepping the night. Pete, you was at the creek, I mean, at Capitol when you saw my car run, right?
Yeah.
Hey,
Rick, I got to shake your hand. I can't get to you, but you ran a damn good race, huh? I saw the race from the left side, and I saw the race from the right side. You ran a damn good race.
I didn't mean to say the creek. I was talking about at the Larry T race up here at Capitol.
No, I didn't see that. I saw you race JC up at Colonial Beach.
No, I ain't talking about that. I was asking Pete, did he see me make a pass in my car at Capitol at the Larry T race?
Yeah,
I came out. I was half stepping that day.
That was your first time with the car, though. That was a little soft phase.
That's what I'm saying. I was half stepping. I'm always gonna be half stepping. It wasn't nothing impressive.
I'm gonna
see everybody talk about
tomorrow.
The car looked good,
man.
Huh?
On that tomorrow, on which y'all did that, man.
There's a brand new carburetor on it, man. That's it. Believe it or not, man, but when you was up here for the OPS race, man, I wanted to put that shitty carburetor back on there so bad, man. that carburetor made a world of difference, let me tell you.
Well, yeah, Red, whenever you get ready, man, I'll be ready after then.
Okay.
I need to get something off my chest, man. I got to have some kind of enjoyment here.
Well, don't think you're going to get it off your chest with me, then.
hey, Rick, well, you know Red coming. He ain't coming along because most of the time Red come, if he knock you off from running back and come behind him and pick up the scraps most times.
You know that. You know that.
Long
you give me what I got to have. Long you give me what I think I got to have.
744
times
as
that.
Hey, Rick,
Mama
God gives you what you think you
got to
have.
I don't never ask for nothing outrageous, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe in that. I understand I got a small block, and if them big blocks, both of them big blocks, they give me what I think I got to have. A race is a race. You know, if I think I can whip you with what I think I got to have,
They say asking is outrageous. So, I mean, what you say?
I mean, well, all I can say is, if you think that, then ain't no need for me to ask you for a race because I'm going to ask you for something. You damn sure. You better believe that.
Yeah,
I know he got three guns on it, and I done seen it run.
Nah, man, y'all ain't seen that car run.
Who done got three
me?
Guns?
Rick.
Y'all be shameless that got three guns, want to run one gun.
Well, I got to do what I got to do. I'm getting you the back tire, right?
Yeah. Do what you gotta do. I'm gonna take it too. I damn sure I'm gonna take it. I ain't gonna tell the dad. I'm gonna take it.
Well, there you go.
Rick.
I mean, if that's the case, then y'all should have been ashamed of not wanting to give a little 615 with two systems on it to go or something with that big ass motor they got in JC car. But I ain't pointing no fingers.
Hey, I can't call no shots for that car.
I'm just making a valid point. That's all.
I can't give up nothing for that car.
That's cool. What you say, Charles?
I told you after Saturday, Red is not coming on the other side of Richmond no more.
We're gonna have a
well,
base
I'm,
down
hey,
there.
I'm damn sure gonna have one of y'all on fucking speed dial come Saturday to find out what's going on.
Well, you know most of my numbers told me.
After Saturday, you can go on, honey. You ain't
got to
think about raising no more.
Yeah,
that's the
weather. Hold
on in the bushes.
Hey, Red, I think I saw the empty building up there at 301. We're going to put a base up there when we leave from up there on Saturday.
You look for 5 minutes when you come back through there, buddy.
Only base y'all going to put up here is something to scope us out.
Yeah, but they ain't going to have them. They ain't going to have them, child. They ain't going to have them.
Running Bear said he going to ask for what he think he got to have. I'm just saying, you got it, and you're going to get caught by the 330, and I'm going to lift.
Okay.
Hey, you got hot gas on him, isn't
it? I might Stevie Jackson his ass, Pete.
Oh, man.
No, he ain't going to wop no gas because he ain't going to have time.
Shit.
I can see him now with his foot set on the grill trying to push the gas pedal through the floor.
Man, at the 330, he was caught.
You can't
hold
a 330
for all. I'm going to have to run it back. Let him start hanging with me.
Man. You know, because
I had to make John give
me
that small block. I'm
going to
do the same thing
with
running back.
Nah, hey, I'm going to make him get rid of it. I told you I'm about the 330, he caught, and I'm going to lift. I ain't going to go about 110 miles an hour through the
eighth. You'll whip
that
ass.
If he do that, he's going to sell that small block next week.
Yeah, if he do that, I'll sell it.
That is all I run, Red.
You ain't going to be running but 110. If you run 110 and whoop me, I'm going to sell my small. But believe me, next year when I come out, I'll be a big block, man.
If I go 110 and beat you, then you're going to sell your small. Sell it to me for $500.
Sell my small block.
Hey, well, you better put that motherfucker on racing jump now, then. Because it's possible.
If you
Rick, don't tell him nothing. He said if I go 110 and beat him with the back tire,
that he gonna sell his small block. He got a whole small block as of Sunday the 28th. You watch what I tell you.
Believe me, I will sell my small block. If you give me the back tire and you run 110 and you whip me, I'm coming home and pull it straight out.
That's all I gotta do is get on the brakes at about 550 feet. You ain't gonna be nowhere in sight.
Right about.
Huh?
When you put ass in his face, he gonna panic. They always do.
I know it. And when I look, and I expect him to do the same damn thing. Go home, take that big block out, and use it for a doorstop or something.
Y'all talking about panic? That's what Red did last time he ran me. Panic. That's why I turned the bull,
hey,
Red.
Panic.
That's why they call
Red. What Red did? Red was trying to cut your head off. That's what Red was trying to do.
If you watch the video, I'm gonna tell you exactly what
Red did. Red saw my shakedown because he was standing right behind my car. He said, "Oh Lord, have mercy." And that's what happened to him.
Man, you lost your damn
man. I don't
know real with another man.
Man, Red stood right behind my car. I got you on camera and watched my shakedown.
Yeah,
he said, "Oh Lord."
I ain't know real with another man, dude. Every car I whoop was faster than I was. I don't care about that. All you gotta do is bring it. You gotta talk and bring it.
Well, Red stood behind my car and saw that shakedown. He said, "Oh Lord, I got to bail up out of here." But little did he know when he bailed out, bailed right out with him.
I'll tell you what, how much money you want to bet? Goddamn, I'll come up there tomorrow.
I'll be at the track tomorrow.
I'll come up there tomorrow. I get off at 1 o'clock. I still got plenty of time. I get up there tomorrow. Bust your ass tomorrow and still be there, sir.
I'll be there tomorrow and sir.
Hey, but hey, you want to lock some in for tomorrow?
No, because I told you I just put a
phone
in my car.
I'm testing. Do you want to lock some in for tomorrow? I will come up there tomorrow, bust your ass, and come back home and see you back up there in the morning.
All right, Red, lock in two. Lock in two on five. Don't talk to me. I'll be 9:30 tomorrow night.
Down on your ass, you know. 9:30
tomorrow night, Red.
Same thing go for both of y'all. I will come up there tomorrow.
I just told you to lock in 2 on 5 for 9:30 tomorrow night. Mayday.
You want to run tomorrow night?
Yes, you lock in 2 on 5 for 9:30 tomorrow night, and you got action. Don't talk
you
to me.
You got this?
9:30.
You want this?
9:30. You get off at 1. You got 7.5 hours, 8.5 hours, however much it is.
Come on.
Bet. I'll be there. That's a motherfucking bet. I'll be there tomorrow at 9 motherfucking 30. Raise your ass in the rain. That's a motherfucking bet. You go ahead and get your motherfucking tennis pad. I'll run your ass off the trail. That's a motherfucking bet.
Well, you can do what you want to do. I'm going to test my car.
I don't give a fuck what you do. I'll be there tomorrow at 9:30. Just be in the lane. That's all you do. I'm tired of your mother. I'm tired of your mother tonight. I'm coming up there tomorrow.
I'll be there.
Do y'all need to take this down? Huh? Do y'all
What's
need
the
take
race?
This down? So, 2 on 5, 9:30 in the main.
Yeah, 2 on 5.
I'm going to be up there tomorrow. I'm going to be up there. I'm going to be at Colonial Beach tomorrow.
Eat. Are we getting off early tomorrow?
Shit, 9:30, you can get off late. What you got to get off early for?
Yeah, I got to work on a Mustang right after work.
You got to talk no more, goddamn. Hey, what you want? You want something, too?
I know I ain't going to 9:30 tonight. I know I ain't going to get no bite.
Hey,
who? Who at 8:30?
You
just asked me to go up here and put that, you know, I got to go up and put the battery charge on you. I got to warm my cool ass up tomorrow.
Damn, Pete Rigg going to kick everybody's ass tomorrow night.
Hey, Rizzo, he's
going
to start tomorrow. Kick out all the way to Saturday, man.
Rizzo, you might as well stay up here. Ain't no need in going back.
No, I'm coming back home. Ain't nothing but a ride to me. And be back up there tomorrow to go to your ass again.
Because after I start your ass up tomorrow, you ain't coming back, sir.
You have to go to your ass again. You better have took the opportunity and got your motherfucking shit straight.
because I'm sick.
Man, I get one or two passes tomorrow. I'm all right.
I'm not coming up there playing.
Boo-boo.
I ain't coming up there playing. I'm going to tell you now.
I ain't playing either.
Man, I done sit here and listen to this bullshit for about an hour. I done drunk a half a goddamn fifth of Kristen, bro. By myself. Three.
Damn.
Well, it looks like we're going to be in the track tomorrow because I got to see this in my old eyes, so I'm going to be in the house and see what's going on.
Bye.
All right, guys, well, would that conclude today's show?
Okay.
Yeah, Rick, we can all shut it down now.
Yeah.
Hey, look. Anybody want to raise them up before we shut the phone? Shall we shut it down? Anybody
yeah, we're going to the bubble. Hey, I'm going to bring a dirty red in the house then tomorrow night.
Well, hey, Red,
yeah,
you can go install him at 8:30 then, Rick. How are you coming in tomorrow? Hey, Red, you can go install him at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
I'm
going
to be there, Red, but stay better tomorrow.
8 o'clock tomorrow?
I ain't brought my car since I ran it over Capitol. Well, how long have been Capitol? What, 2-3 weeks?
Shit, I ain't ran my car in a month.
Well, I ain't ran mine in 2 months. All I need is one pass, and y'all done deal.
I don't need nail pass. And
well,
your
I
ass is crazy.
You need to put a pool on my transmission, so I need to make sure everything's good to go, which I'm
hey,
pretty sure.
Yeah, you go and make that pass, because don't come up that side and tell me you need to make a pass, because that raises off the trailer.
Let me tell you one thing. Your ass is grass, and I'm the lawnmower. Your ass gonna get cut up.
Nah, see, I'm that stump that lawnmower ain't see. You gonna stop when it get to me.
Okay, but well, we'll find out tomorrow. We ain't gonna talk about that no more. I can move on to Buck or somebody. We ain't gonna talk about that race no more. That race gonna happen.
Yeah,
you gonna pay me or we gonna run?
Nah, I ain't gonna do no damn paying.
Well,
only way I'm gonna pay you is my break something.
So
all right, so I gotta come in the house anyhow. I gotta test him in the house. I done made some changes, so I gotta test him.
I gotta make sure
all eight hitting, and you know, I gotta make sure all eight cylinders hitting.
Hold on, Buck. We want to hear all that. So, Buck, if you come in there and you like what you see, Red, like you tell him, they were just saying Red can get you tomorrow.
Who? If I come and say what now?
I said, if you come in tomorrow like you see, can Ray get you tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, he can get me. I ain't got no problem. All I got, when I knock it dust off the pipe, I can hit me head. I ain't got to knock it. I mean, I can wait till he get in the lane and knock it dust off the pipe on his ass. What are you trying to say? You're running tomorrow. Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
Hey, one thing about it, though, Pam. You know how it was before? Now, there ain't nothing like that now, brother. She gets pretty like she's supposed to be. I ain't lying to you, huh? And Pete ain't got a second switch called the killer switch.
Oh, well, it's about time, Buck. It's about time you start listening to
yeah.
Some of us.
Oh, man, dog. Oh, yeah. Red, my buddy, but I'm going to not get boo-boo. I'm going to put the boo-boo in the grave. And running bear, he going to hibernate early. Y'all can make sure he hibernate early this evening. Well, you know what bear do in the wintertime, don't you? Yeah, but the one thing about it, though,
going on.
I ain't never seen that mouse. You know, they talking about a mouse scared an elephant and all that. You know, an elephant scared a mouse. Shoot, man, we used to crush them. An elephant used to stampede the mouse.
Sounds like going to be a pre-show tomorrow night for the real show on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm going to light the candles up tomorrow. This might well go and knock it up. We've got to burn the flow boat out.
Y'all going to save them, Kyle.
For what? Hey, Red, see, this buddy, hey, man, we come there for the, oh, man, we go, you act like, man, you get two ass with me, get ass with Ma and Sam. But we're going to laugh and joke about it, though.
Hey, Buck.
Hey, Buck,
he ain't going to laugh after that Camaro get off him, though. He ain't going to laugh, I can bet you this.
Man, I'm going to tell you, Red will come and say, man, the boy put them yellow jackets on my ass. That what's going to happen?
Hey, Red,
man, I see Running Bear running off now, man. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something, man. I got faith in Red, man. I'm going to tell you, And you got to prove it to us.
Well, all he got to do to light up getting down the lane, then you gonna see.
Well, we gonna do it. We gonna do what we gotta do Saturday.
Well, if they be in the lane at 9:30, by 9:35, somebody's ass gonna be hurting.
No, they've been in lane at 9:30. I hope by 9:31, somebody's ass gonna be hurting. Somebody gonna do that long walk with the head down back to the trailer. Because it ain't gonna take us but a few seconds to do what we gotta do.
Uh-oh.
I don't know how long you think it's gonna take me.
You gonna be hanging around.
He was talking to hell, I reckon. He won't talk to me or you.
No, because I mean, y'all. We know y'all gonna be hanging around. Y'all gonna be just like flies.
One thing about me, we
I'm gonna come up there and give you a taste for what's gonna happen to your ass Saturday.
Only way you beat me, man, is if I break something. If y'all don't break nothing, and both of us turn green lights, you will not win. I ain't thinking about you.
Well, you ain't gonna be able to sleep tonight. God damn, you gonna be dreaming about me whooping that ass.
Ain't no dream.
Heart.
That's a nightmare.
Nah, oh, you just
goddamn red, man.
Don't you call me tomorrow. Hey, I'm gonna tell you now, I'm the nicest guy out here. You got to tell 12 o'clock tomorrow, call me and apologize to me. I didn't talk to you that time. Other than that, I'm gonna fuck your ass up tomorrow night.
Hey, listen. Why is all y'all on the phone laughing? He is trying to reverse psychology shit. He is scared to death.
I'm going to tell you,
see what?
Help me up there. Okay. All right, we're going to go ahead and shut this thing down for the night.
Bye,
and,
no
problem. Appreciate everybody coming on and, you know, trying to make the show decent tonight, and we're going to shut it down.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice talking to y'all.
All right.
All
right,
fellas.
All right.
Down on his ass tomorrow, you what?
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
One time for Grudge Inc. because the baddest grudge racers will be coming from all across the country. As Cold Killer Chris Keaton Productions presents the final hit at the Mega National Dragway November 3rd, featuring $10,500 in class payout with the Mickey Thompson 10-5 Series, Outlaw Drag Radio Limited Street, 28-inch tire shootout. And for the big tire shootout, run what you brung. Invitation only, open grudge racing and testing tuning. Gates open at 9 a.m., $20 admission. For more info, call 513-415-0942 or log on to grudgeinc.us.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.